This message, A Testimony on the Sea, by Brother William Marion Branham, was delivered on Saturday evening, March 7, 1964, at the Souls Harbor Temple in Dallas, Texas, USA. Lumbiko, Ubufakazi Elwandle, ngomfowethu William Marion Branham, wachunyayelwa ngomgqibelo ntambama ngombimbitho 7, 1964, eSouth Harbor Temple eDallas, Texas, USA.
Before we bow our heads for prayer, I would like to read some of God's word.
Singakakhothamisi amakhanda ethu ukuze sikhuleke, ngizathanda ukubala okunye kwelizwi likaNkulunkulu.
I always like to read his word because my words will fail. They're a man, but his word cannot fail.
Ngihlezi ngithanda ukubala ilizwi lakhe, ngoba amazwi ami azakwehluleka. Angumuntu, kodwa ilizwi lakhe angeke lehluleke.
And you who keep track of the text and so forth, let's read from Matthew, the 14th chapter tonight, beginning with the 22nd verse.
Futhi lina, elilandelela isifundo, lokunjalo, kasibaleni kuMathewu, isahluko 14, lobu busuku, siqala ngendima 22.
And straightway Jesus constrains his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him and to the other side, while he sent the multitudes away.
Futhi uJesu masinyani wacindezela abafundi bakhe ukuba bangene emkhunjini bamandulele ngaphetsheya aze amukise amaxuku.
And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when evening was come, he was there alone.
Wathi lapho esemukise amaxuku, wenyukela entabeni ukuba akhuleke. Futhi lapho intambama isifikile wayelapho eyedwa.
But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary.
Kodwa umkhumbi wawusuphakathi kolwandle uchukunyiswa ngamagagasi ngoba umoya wawuphambene labo.
And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea.
Futhi ngesikhathi somlindo wesine wobusuku, uJesu weza kubo ehamba phezu kolwandle.
And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear.
Futhi abafundi bathi bembona ehamba phezu kolwandle, bakhathazeka besithi, "Ungumoya," futhi bakhala ngokwesaba.
But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of a good cheer, it is I, be not afraid."
Kodwa uJesu wakhuluma kubo masinyane esithi, "Manini isibindi, yemi lingesabi."
Let us bow our heads now for prayer.
Masikhothamiseni amakhanda ethu khathesi ukuba sikhuleke.
While our heads and hearts are bowed before God, is there a need in the building tonight that you'd like to make known to God by lifting up your hands and be remembered in the prayer?
Lapho amakhanda ethu lenhliziyo zikhotheme phambi kukaNkulunkulu, kungaba lesidingo esakhiweni lobu busuku leso elizathanda ukusazisa kuNkulunkulu ngokuphakamisela izandla zakho futhi lokukhunjulwa.
Lord, look upon you. Be merciful to us.
Inkosi, ikhangele kuwe, ibe lesihawu kithi.
Our Heavenly Father, we are coming now into thy presence by the way and the name of the Lord Jesus.
Baba wethu, osezulwini, siza manje ebukhoneni bakho, ngendlela la ngebizo lenkosi uJesu.
Knowing with the blessed assurance that he promised us if we would ask anything in his name that you would grant it to us.
Sisazi kanye lesibusiso esiqinisekileyo leso asithembisa sona nqa thina singacela loba yini ebizweni lakhe ukuba uza sipha khona.
We are very grateful for this. Words cannot express the way we feel about it with the assurance that we have that you're listening to us just now.
Silokubonga ngalokhu amazwi angeke atshengisele indlela esizwa ngayo ngokuqiniseka esilakho ukuthi usilalele khathesi nje.
You've seen those hands, Lord. You know what they had need of. You're the omniscient, omnipotent, infinite God. And we know that thou knowest the hearts of the people.
Ubonele lezo zandla, Nkosi. Uyakwazi lokho abakudingayo. Ungokwazi konke, ulamandla wonke, unguNkulunkulu ongela mkhawulo futhi siyakwazi ukuthi wena uyazazi inhliziyo zabantu.
You know our thoughts. Even before we were ever created, you know every thought that we'd ever have. For you are infinite.
Wayazi imicabango yethu lokuba singakadalwa, wazi konke umcabango lo esiza kuba lawo ngoba awula mkhawulo.
And we pray, Lord, at this hour as our desires is reaching for you, look down from the heavens, Lord, and take our request to thy own heart, Lord, and answer us according to thy riches and glory.
Futhi siyakhuleka, Nkosi, kuleli hola, lapho izifiso zethu zifinyelela kuwe, khangela phansi, kusukela ezulwini, Nkosi, futhi uthathe izicelo zethu enhlizweni yakho, wena. Nkosi, futhi usiphendule ngokwenotho yakho esenkazimulweni.
Give to us the desire of our heart, trusting that it's your divine will, and we know that it's your good pleasure to do your will.
Siphe izifiso zenhliziyo yethu, sithemba ukuthi intando yakho yobuNkulunkulu, futhi siyakwazi ukuthi kuyintokozo yakho enhle ukwenza intando yakho.
Give us a great outpouring of thy presence tonight again, Lord. Heal the sick, save the lost. Raise up those who are dead in sin and trespasses and bring them to a new life tonight.
Siphe ukuthululwa okukhulu ngobukho bakho lobu busuku njalo Nkosi. Silisa abagulayo, sindisa abalahlekileyo, vusa labo abafileyo esonweni lasezimpambekweni futhi ubalethe empilweni entsha lobu busuku.
May we see Jesus. We ask it in his name. Amen.
Makuthi sibone uJesu. Siyakucela ngebizo lakhe. Amen.
You be seated.
Lingahlala phansi.
We're sorry that we're not able to accommodate the people for seating capacity since the first night. They say they've had to turn away great multitudes of the people. So we are sorry for that.
Silusizi, ukuthi kasenelisi ukutholela indawo abantu, ngenxa yendawo yokuhlala. Kodwa, kusukela ubusuku bokuqala, bathi, babuyisele amaxuku amakhulu abantu, ngakho siyaxolisa kakhulu ngalokho.
Brother Grant, this didn't quite get another room built either to, I believe it's to the left. That he's going to move this petition.
Futhi umfowethu Grant nje akazange athole elinye ikamelo lakhiwe kumbe uku ngiyakholwa ukungokwesenxele lapho abaza kusondeza khona lokho isigabaniso.
Precious, gracious brother today asked me if I'd make this an annual thing to return back to Dallas to his church.
Oligugu, umfowethu oligugu lamuhla ungicelile nxa ngingenza lokho yinto yomnyaka ngomnyaka ukubuyela eDallas ebandleni lakhe.
Such a great invitation is that in this hour when doors closing so fast and then the man want me to come back and make it an annual thing, affair. I appreciate that.
Ukunxuswa okukhulu njengalokho kuleli hola lapho iminyango ivaleka ngokuphangisa futhi ke indoda ifuna ngiphenduke futhi ngikwenze into yomnyaka ngomnyaka udaba ngiyakuthakazelela lokho.
I had a time of fellowship with them this morning with Brother Gordon Lindsay and many of them.
Ngibele sikhathi sobudlelwano kanye labo lokhu kusa kanye lomfo wethu uGordon Lindsay labanengi babo.
Brother Perry Green is the sponsor of the oncoming meeting down at Beaumont, sitting behind me here tonight.
Umfo wethu Perry Green lo ongumsekeli womhlangano ezayo phansi eBeaumont ehlezi ngemuva kwami lapha kulobu busuku.
Many of our friends, Brother Don and his wife, we're so happy to have them here. The Lord bless them.
Futhi labanengi abangani bethu umfo wethu Don lomkakhe siyajabula ukuba labo lapha inkosi ibabusise.
Now tonight just I've been trying to make my messages just as simple as they could be so that even a child could understand them.
Kathesi lobu busuku nje bengizama ukwenza imibiko yami nje ibe lula ngokungazwisiseka ukuze ukuthi loba umntwana angayizwisisa yona.
Tomorrow afternoon is an evangelistic service and I wish that you could all come out.
Kusasa emini yinkonzo yokuvangela futhi ngiyafisa ukuthi lingabuya lonke.
If you have services at your own church, why you stay where you're stationed at. We don't want no one to leave their own church.
Manje ngali lenkonzo emabandleni enu ngani uhlale lapho o lapho ongenela khona akasifuni ukuthi kube lo muntu ozachiya ibandla lakhe.
And then if you're sick and want to come to be prayed for and your church is having service tomorrow afternoon, speak to your pastor about it so he won't think bad.
Futhi ke nga ugula futhi ufuna ukubuya ukuzokhulekelwa futhi ibandla lakho lisiba lenkonzo kusasa emini, khuluma lomalusi wakho mayelana ngakho ukuze angacabangi kubi. Liyazi.
Let him know that we're here in cooperation to help the entire body of Jesus Christ that's sojourning here in Dallas and around about.
Mazise ukuthi silapha ngokusebenzelana ukusiza umzimba wonke kaJesu Kristu lo osehambweni lapha eDallas lezinye zonke indawo.
So tomorrow afternoon I think at 2:30 I'm to speak an evangelistic message and then we're going to pray for all the sick people. Pick up all the prayer cards and things that's been left over through the week and pray for them all tomorrow.
Ngakho kusasa emini ngicabanga ngehola lesibili lengcenye ngizakhuluma umbiko wokuvangela futhi ke sizakhulekela bonke abantu abagulayo sidobhe wonke amakhadi wokukhulekelwa lezinto lezo ezichiyiweyo phakathi kweviki futhi sizikhulekele zonke kusasa.
Now my subject tonight is more like a little drama just for a few moments and I'm going to try to get in as much tonight as I can on praying for the sick.
Manje isifundo sami lobu busuku sinjengomdlalo omncinyane okwesikhatshana nje esilutshwana futhi ngizazama ukungena phakathi lobu busuku njenge ngingakwenelisa ekukhulekeleni abagulayo.
My text is be not afraid. It's I, Jesus speaking. My subject is a testimony on the sea.
Isifundo sami ngesokuthi ungesabi. Yimi uJesu ekhuluma. Isifundo sami ngesokuthi ubufakazi elwandle.
It must have been about late in the afternoon. The sun must have been going down when this taken place. And now, must have been a hot day about like it is in here.
Wakufanele kube yimini yantambama. Ilanga lalimele lisiyachona. Lapha lokhu kuthatha indawo. Futhi manje, kwakufanele kube lusuku oluchisayo. Phose njengalokho okuyikho phakathi lapha.
The air conditioner's out and they're working on it. That's the reason I changed my subject from out there what I was going to speak on so I could hurry with it. So he wouldn't have to sit in the heat like this.
Umchina wokuqandisa kawusebenzi futhi baya ulungisa yiso isizathu ngintshintshe isifundo sami ngisasele lokho engangiza kuyakhuluma mayelana ngakho ukuze ngiphangise ngaso ukuze lingaze lihlale ukuchisa khona njengalokho.
This big fisherman, after seeing what he had through the day, been watching Jesus in his great ministry.
Lumgoli wenhlanzi omkhulu emva kokubona lokho ayebelakho phakathi kosuku ekhangele uJesu unkonzo yakhe enkulu.
I would have loved to live in that day to follow him. But you know, I'm glad I still have the privilege of doing the same thing, watching him do things.
Ngingathanda ukuphila ukulolo suku ukumlandela kodwa uyazi ngiyathokoza ngisaselethuba lokwenza into efanayo ukumkhangela esenza izinto.
And it's greater to watch him today than it was then. I have more faith in him now and can have more faith now than I could have then, because we've had 2,000 years to prove that the gospel's right.
Futhi ukukholo ukumkhangela lamuhla kulalokho okwakuyikho leso sikhathi. Futhi ngilokukholwa okukhulu kuye manje. Futhi ngingaba lokholo oluningi manje kulalolu engangingaba lalo kuleso sikhathi, ngoba sibe leminyaka eyizinkulungwane ezimbili ukutshengisela ukuthi ivangeli liqondile.
And after 2,000 years, he's still alive, doing just as he did then. So we have a greater assurance and a more foundation for faith now than they had then.
Futhi, emva kweminyaka ezinkulungwane ezimbili, ulokhe esaphila, esenza njengalokho ayekwenza leso sikhathi. Ngakho silesiqiniseko esikhulu, lesisekelo esikhulu sokholo khathesi kulalokho ababelakho leso sikhathi.
Because he was just a man going around with a claim that he was sent from God and was the Son of God, and that God was vindicating his promised word of that day by him, and they had somewhat reason to doubt it.
Ngoba wayengumuntu ehamba kanye lokuzitsho ukuthi wayethunywe evela kuNkulunkulu futhi wayeyindodana kaNkulunkulu lokuthi uNkulunkulu wayeqinisa ilizwi lakhe elathenjiswayo lalolo suku ngaye futhi babe lesizathu sokukuthandabuza.
The theologians, they were, and you notice it was a pathetic thing. It was really pathetic, because then the theologians would have believed that if God hadn't blinded their eyes. The Bible said so.
Izazi zenkolo zazinjalo futhi nanzelela kwakuyinto elusizi kwakulusizi sibili ngoba zona izazi zenkolo zazingakholwa ukuthi nxa uNkulunkulu engazange aphumputhekise amehlo abo iBhayibheli lacho njalo.
And did you know he promised that he would blind their eyes again today if they wouldn't see it?
Futhi belikwazi wathembisa ukuthi wayezaphumputhekisa amehlo abo njalo lamuhla ukuthi abasoze bakubone.
They be heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, despisers of those that are good, having a form of godliness but would deny the power thereof.
Babeza kuba ngabalamakhanda awomileyo abazikhukhumezayo abathanda intokozo kulokuthanda uNkulunkulu abephula izivumelwano abahlebayo abangasuthisekiyo abayeyisa labo abenza okuhle belesimo sokukhonza uNkulunkulu kodwa amandla akho bewaphika.
Just exactly a promise right back again.
Khona kanye isithembiso siphindakala.
And you can hardly but just feel sorry for people and their eyes being blinded to this day.
Futhi awungeke wenze lutho kodwa ubazwele abantu lamehlo abo ephumputhekisiwe ukuze kube yilolu suku.
With the scriptures that God has promised that would come to pass right in this day, in this hour, and we're looking right at it and watching it. And then people look and shake their head and walk away, say, I don't see it.
Ngemibhalo leyo uNkulunkulu ayithembisileyo leyo ezakugcwaliseka khona kulolu suku kuleli hola futhi sikukhangele khona futhi siyakubona futhi ke abantu bayakhangela futhi benyikinye ikhanda labo futhi behambe bathi kangikuboni khona.
It's a pathetic thing, but yet the scriptures has got to be fulfilled. It must be that way.
Kuyinto elusizi kodwa kukanti imibhalo kufanele igcwaliseke kufanele kube ngaleyo ndlela.
So these disciples had been chosen of God. Did you notice Jesus told them before the foundation of the world he chose them. And they were an ordained seed of God.
Ngakho abafundi laba bebekhethwe nguNkulunkulu. Uyananzelela uJesu wabatshela ngaphambi kokudatshulwa komhlaba wabakhetha futhi babe imbewu egcotshiweyo kaNkulunkulu.
That's why when the troubles come up and the people look like had Jesus in the corner on a question, there was no question to them.
Yeso isizathu lapho inhlupho zibuya futhi abantu bakhangeleka sengathi bavimbele uJesu ekhoneni ngombuzo kwakungela mbuzo kubo.
They couldn't understand it, but they were determined to know nothing else but him. Thou only has the word of life. And they were determined to stay with it because they were ordained to that office.
Gabazange bakuzwisise kodwa babezimisele ukungazi olunye ulutho kodwa yena. Wena kuphela ulelizwi lokuphila futhi babezimisele ukuhlala kanye lalo ngoba babegcotshelwe isikhundla leso.
So is it today that men and women who are ordained to eternal life will come to eternal life.
Futhi ke kuyikho lamuhla ukuthi amadoda labafazi labo abagcotshelwe ukuphila okulaphakade baza kuza ekuphileni okulaphakade.
All the Father has given me will come to me. That's his word and that cannot fail. It's God's word.
Bonke ubaba anginikeze bona baza kuza kimi lelo lilizwi lakhe futhi lokho angeke kwahluleke kulilizwi likaNkulunkulu.
And we see these disciples now that had a great meeting that day out in a great field along the side of a mountain.
Futhi siyabona laba bafundi manje labo ababelomhlangano omkhulu lolo suku phandle ensimini enkulu ngaseceleni kwentaba.
And Jesus had told them, now you go ahead across the sea ahead of me, and he was going up into a mountain to alone for prayer.
Futhi uJesu wayebatshelile bona manje lina hambanini phambili ngaphetsheya kolwandle phambi kwami futhi wayesiya phezulu entabeni eyedwa ukuyakhuleka.
And these disciples, after meeting friends, I can just imagine how they felt, because to meet friends and then have to part with friends. Just about time to get acquainted, then you have to say goodbye.
Futhi, abafundi laba, emva kokuhlangana labangani, ngiyakucabanga nje khona ukuthi babesizwa njani. Ngoba, ukuhlangana labangani, futhi ke, wahlukane kanye labangani, khona nje, ngesikhathi usanda, ukujwayelana khonake ubususithi lisale kahle.
And that's always been kind of a heartache to me across the nation around the world, has been meeting friends and then leaving them, knowing that there's many that you won't see no more until you meet them at the judgment. It's kind of a sad affair.
Futhi lokho bekuhlezi kungathi ibuhlungu benhliziyo kimi elizweni lonke emhlabeni jikelele. Bekuyikuhlangana labangani futhi ke ubachiye usazi ukuthi kulabangani ongasoze ubabone njalo futhi uze uhlangane labo ekwahlulelweni. Ungathi indaba edanisayo.
I can imagine the boat with the bow of it pushed into the bank.
Ungathi ngiyabona isikebhe la phambi kwaso ufuqele ekhunjini.
Must have been Simon Peter with a great brawny arms and shoulders that pushed the boat around and headed it out into the sea.
Futhi kwakufanele kunguSimoni Petro kanye lengalo ezinkatha lamahlombe owafuqa isikepe lapho futhi wasingenisa phakathi elwandle.
It was all waving goodbye to those on the bank and they're screaming, come back again and bring the master over to see us. Come have another revival. We've been so blessed today and new friends waving.
Futhi bonke babezungeza lisale kahle kulabo ababesekhunjini futhi babehlaba umkhosi liphenduke njalo futhi lilethe umfundisi ngapha ukuthi aze sibona futhi libuye lizokuba lenye imvuselelo sibusisiwe kakhulu lamuhla futhi labangani abatsha bezungeza.
He climbed over the rest of the disciples and sat down probably by the side of his brother Andrew and picked up the oars.
Futhi wakhweza abanye bonke abafundi futhi wahlala phansi khonake ngaseceleni komfo wakhe uAndrea futhi wasedobha izigwedlo.
The ships then were propelled by either the wind or by oars that they pulled.
Emikhumbi ngaleso sikhathi yayifuqwa kungaba ngumoya kumbe izigwedlo lezo ababezidonsa.
And then maybe they'd be setting two in a boat, two on a side, and they would, or two in one seat rather, maybe six or eight oarlocks.
Futhi-ke mhlawumbe babeyabe behlezi bebabili emkhunjini ababili ngecele linye futhi babe kumbe ababili esihlalweni sinye kumbe mhlawumbe eziyisithupha kumbe eziyisificaminwe mbili izikhala zezigwedlo.
They would pull and time that way they could hold the boat in its keel when the storms was on.
Babedonsa ngesikhathi futhi ngaleyo ndlela babe ngabamba isikepe emqolweni waso lapho iziphetho sezikhona.
Then the wind's blowing normally, they could hoist up a sail and sail.
Konake umoya uvunguza ngokujwayelekileyo babe phakamisa iseyili elibamba umoya futhi behanjiswe ngumoya.
Must have been a hot afternoon from the looks of the scripture just before this event, and so it must have been real quiet, sunny, hot afternoon. The sun was setting.
Kufanele kwakuyimini etshisayo ekukhangelekeni kombhalo ngaphambi kwesenzakalo lesi futhi-ke kufanele ukuba bekuthule sibili libalele imini etshisayo ilanga laselitshona.
And they, as they oared and then turned loose and waved goodbye to the people, hoped to see you again sometime as they moved out into the sea.
Futhi babelapho begwedla futhi-ke bakhulula futhi bazungeza lisale kahle ebantwini sithemba ukulibona njalo kwesinye isikhathi lapho bephuma bengena elwandle.
In the sun set in the evening twilight, and then after a while the darkness set in.
Futhi lelanga litshona futhi kusihlwa ntambama futhi-ke emva kwesikhatshana ubunyama bangena.
And they must have picked up a pretty good speed of oaring, and that's a hard job when those great heavy oars dips into the sea.
Futhi babefanele sebethethe isiqubu esihle sokugwedla futhi lo ngumsebenzi onzima lapho lezo zigwedlo ezinkulu ezisindayo zitshona elwandle.
And most all of them were fishermen and a great strong man used to the sea.
Futhi abanengi babo babe ngabagoli benhlanzi futhi amadoda amakhulu aqinileyo babe jwayele ulwandle.
And so as they expecting Jesus to get the boat and follow him on pretty soon.
Futhi ke lapho bekhangelele uJesu ukungena esikepeni futhi abalandele bona lapho khona masinyane.
They got out there and it must have coasted just a little bit. Kind of get your ship started and then let up.
Ngani baphuma phandle lapho futhi kwakufanele ukuthi basichiye sizihambela sodwa kancinyane sengathi umkhumbi wakho uyahamba futhi ke basebeyeka uzihambela.
Maybe young John must have been the first one to speak up because he was the youngest of the group.
Mhlawumbe uJohane omncinyane kwakufanele kube nguye owaqala ukukhuluma ngoba wayengomncinyane eqembini.
And it must have been he that said, I'm getting just a little bit tired. Let's coast for a little bit. Wait a minute. We don't have to hurry. He hasn't come along yet, so we might as well wait a little while and kind of get a good breath of air.
Futhi kufanele kwakunguye lo owathi, sengidinwa nje kancinyane. Kasisichiyeni sizihambele sodwa kancinyane manini okomzuzu asifanelanga sijahe akakabuyi okwamanje. Ngakho singalindela okwesikhatshana esincinyane singathi siyakhokha umoya omuhle.
As he sat there with his head down a little bit, he must have started a testimony meeting, and that's what I want to talk about.
Futhi lapho ehlala lapho lekhanda lakhe liphansi kancinyane, ufanele waqalisa umhlangano wobufakazi. Futhi yikho lokho engifuna ukukhuluma ngakho.
It must have been he that raised up first and said, "Brethren, no matter what the people say and how much anyone wants to disbelieve, I'm certainly assured now after today that we're not following a faker."
Ufanele kube nguye owasukuma kuqala futhi wathi, "Bazalwane, loba abantu bengabe besithini, loba kanjani umuntu engazama ukungakholwa, ngiqinisekile sibili khathesi emva kwalamuhla ukuthi kasilandeli umkhohlisi."
We're following nothing less than God. For no man could do what he did today unless it was God.
Silandela uNkulunkulu ogcweleyo, ngoba kakulamuntu ongenza lokho akwenzileyo lamuhla ngaphandle enguNkulunkulu.
You know, when he took those biscuits and broke them and fed that 5,000 there, that's the most amazing thing to me.
Uyazi, lapho ethatha lawo mabhisikiti futhi wawahlephula futhi wanikeza ukudla abazinkulungwane ezinhlanu lapho, leyo yinto engimangalisayo kimi.
There could have been a question until today. I'm just repeating his testimony as it was. But that settled it.
Bekungaba lombuzo kuze kube lamuhla. Manje ngiphinda ubufakazi bakhe njengokuba bebunjalo. Kodwa lokho kwayiqeda indaba.
So I can remember years ago I used to live down close to the Jordan.
Wathi ngiyakhumbula iminyaka eminingi edluleyo ngangihlala phansi duze leJordani.
I can remember as a little boy how my pretty Jewish mother used to pick me up in the afternoon and set me up on her lap and rock me out on the porch when the poppies was blooming along the side of the banks of the Jordan.
Futhi ngiyakhumbula njengomfana omncinyane ukuthi kanjani omuhle wami umama wesiJuda wayevame ukungiphakamisa emini futhi angibeke phezu kwenyawo zakhe futhi angilolozele phandle egosini lapho amaluba amapopi ehluma ngaseceleni kokhunji lweJordani.
And she used to look across towards the desert from whence our people was brought through this desert.
Futhi wayevame ukukhangela ngaphetsheya kwehlane lapho abantu bethu balethwa bedlula kuleli hlane.
She used to tell me Bible stories. One of the great stories that I remember was the Shunammite woman, and when her little boy was dead, and the prophet raised up this little boy again from the dead. That used to be a thrilling story.
Wayejwayele ukungitshela indaba zeBhayibheli. Enye yezindaba ezinkulu engizikhumbulayo kwakungumfazi umShunami, futhi lapho umfana wakhe esefile futhi umprofeti wavusa lumfana omncinyane njalo evela ekufeni. Leyo kwakujwayele ukuba indaba ethokozisayo kakhulu.
But one of the most thrilling stories, and mother used to tell me, she'd say, "Now, John, you're just a little boy, but I want you to remember, as you grow older, that great Jehovah brought our people up out of Egypt, and we come through that wilderness across the river there."
Kodwa enye yezindaba ezithokozisayo kakhulu, futhi umama wayevame ukungitshela, wayesithi, "Manje, Johane, ungumfana omncinyane nje, kodwa ngifuna ukuthi ukhumbule lapho ukhula usiba mdala ukuthi uJehova omkhulu waletha abantu bethu phandle kweGibhithe, futhi siza sidlula kuleyo nkangala sichapha umfula lapho."
All for 40 years they journeyed in that wilderness, no places to get clothes and no place to eat.
Futhi bonke okweminyaka engamachumi amane bahamba kule yonkangala kungela ndawo yokuthola impahla futhi kungela ndawo yokudla.
And God rained bread down out of heaven every night and fed our people in that wilderness because they were in the line of duty following great Jehovah.
Futhi uNkulunkulu wanisa phansi isinkwa esivela ezulwini ubusuku ngobusuku futhi wapha abantu bethu ukudla kuleyo nkangala ngoba babesendleleni yomsebenzi belandela uJehova omkhulu.
And now someday Jehovah is going to be made flesh here on earth in the form of a man. You'll be called the Anointed One, the Messiah.
Futhi khathesi ngolunye usuku uJehova uzakwenziwa abe yinyama lapha emhlabeni esimweni somuntu uzabizwa ngokuthi ogcotshiweyo uMesiya.
I remember he'd say as a little boy how that my little boy mind used to try to figure out how did God feed all those 2.5 million people in that wilderness? How did he get all the bread?
40 ngiyakhumbula wayesithi njengomfana omncinyane ukuthi kanjani ingqondo yami encane yobufana yayivame ukucabangisisa izama ukucabangisisa uNkulunkulu wapha kanjani ukudla bonke labo abantu abayizigidi ezimbili lengxenye kuleyo nkangala wasithola kanjani sonke leso isinkwa.
I used to ask mama, has Jehovah got great big bunch of ovens up there in the sky and he'd bake all the bread and run down at night and put it out upon the ground for the people and Jehovah's big skies are full of ovens?
40 ngangivame ukubuza umama, mama, ngabe na, ngabe uJehova elenqumbi enkulu yama oveni phezulu le esibhakabhakeni futhi wayepheka sonke isinkwa futhi agijime phansi ebusuku asibeke phezu komhlabathi ukwenzela abantu futhi izibhakabhaka zikaJehova ezinkulu zigcwele ama oveni.
She'd say, no son, you're too young to understand.
Wayesithi, hatshi ndodana, usasemncinyane ukuthi uzwisise.
See, Jehovah is a creator. He doesn't need ovens. He just speaks and his word is made manifest. When he speaks,
bona uJehova ungumdali akadingi ma oveni uyakhuluma kuphela futhi ilizwi lakhe liyabonakaliswa lapho ekhuluma.
He's great Jehovah and he just spoke it and the angels distributed it down upon the ground for the people.
UJehova omkhulu futhi wakukhuluma nje futhi ingilosi zakwaba phansi emhlabathini ukwenzela abantu.
And today when I seen him stand there, did you notice that look on his face?
Futhi lamuhla lapho ngimbona emile laphana like lananzelela lokho ubonakala kobuso bakhe.
There was no doubt in his mind. I climbed over behind the rock and watched him as he tucked that bread and broke it and handed over to his ministers, us, to distribute it to the people.
Kwakungela kuthandabuza engqondweni yakhe. Ngakhwela phezu kwedwala ngemuva futhi ngamkhangela lapho ethatha isinkwa leso wasihlephula futhi wasinikeza ukuba abachumayeli bakhe thina ukusabela ebantwini.
And then when he reached back to break again, that loaf was whole again.
Futhike lapho ebuyela ngemuva ukusihlephula njalo leso sinkwa sase sigcwele njalo.
And he done that hundreds of times until everyone was filled and there were baskets full taken up.
40 wakwenza lokho izikhathi ezingaba ngamakhulu kwaze kwathi wonke umuntu wasutha futhi kwaba lamabhasikiti agcweleyo athathwayo.
I know that could be no less than Jehovah because he acted like Jehovah did.
Ngiyakwazi ukuthi angeke abe ngaphansi wokuba nguJehova ngoba wenza njengalokho uJehova akwenzayo.
Only Jehovah can create. And I know that that man's not a faker. There's only one creator, and that's Jehovah.
NguJehova kuphela ongadala. Futhi ngiyazi ukuthi leyo ndoda kayisuye emkhohlisi. Kulomdali oyedwa kuphela futhi lowo nguJehova.
And now of all the things that I've seen, that satisfied me.
Futhi khathesi kuzo zonke izinto lezo engizibonileyo lokho kungisuthisile.
I want you to know now that my heart is completely surrendered, and I believe completely that he's not merely a prophet.
Ngifuna ukuthi libe kwazi khathesi ukuthi inhliziyo yami inikezwe ngokupheleleyo futhi ngiyakholwa ngokugcweleyo ukuthi akasuye umprofeti nje.
He is a prophet, but he's more than a prophet. He's nothing less than Jehovah God dwelling among us, because he created bread and he had the habits of Jehovah.
Umprofeti kodwa udlula umprofeti. Akusilutho olungaphansi kukaJehova uNkulunkulu ehlala phakathi kwethu, ngoba wadala isinkwa futhi wayelemikhuba kaJehova.
No wonder he could say, if I do not the works of my Father, then believe me not. But if I do the works of my Father and you can't believe me, believe the works, for they testify of me and tell who I am. Look like people could have seen that easy.
Yikho kungamangalisi wayesithi, nga ngingenzi imisebenzi kaBaba wami khona ke lingangikholwa, kodwa nga ngisenza imisebenzi kaBaba wami futhi lingeke lingikholwe, kholwani imisebenzi ngoba iyafakaza ngami futhi icho ukuthi ngingubani. Wakhangeleka sengathi abantu babengabe bekubonile lokho kalula.
And John was satisfied that he was the Messiah, the one that Isaiah said, unto us a son is born, and his name shall be called Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God, Everlasting Father.
Futhi uJohane wayesesuthisekile ukuthi wayengumesiya lo uIsaya owathi sizalelwe indodana futhi ibizo lakhe liza kuthiwa ngumeluleki, inkosana yokuthula, uNkulunkulu olamandla, ubaba ongapheliyo.
And John was satisfied because what he had seen, the young fellow giving his testimony.
Futhi uJohane wayesuthisekile ngalokho ayekubonile umfo omncinyane esipha ubufakazi bakhe.
About that time Simon Peter said, well now just a minute, if we're going to have a testimony meeting, I'd like to have something to say.
Phose ngaleso isikhathi uSimon Petro wathi, awu manje okomzuzu uba siza kuba lomhlangano wobufakazi, ngizathanda ukuba lolunye ulutho lokukhuluma.
You know, I was very skeptic of the whole thing when Andrew, my brother, which attended John the prophet's revival, would testify that the Messiah was coming and he would introduce him.
Liyazi, angivele ngilensolo ngento yonke lapho uAndrea umfo wami lo owayekhona emvuselelweni kaJohane umprofeti, lo owayefakaze ukuthi uMesiya wayesiza futhi wayeza kumazisa.
And I was a little skeptic of what Andrew would tell me, because I've heard all kinds of Messiah stories and everything else.
Futhi ngangilokusola kancinyane ngalokho uAndrea ayengitshela khona, ngoba sengezwa yonke imihlobo yezindaba ngoMesiya layo yonke into.
But all you brethren remember my old dad. His name was Jonas, and you remember him of how that he was a very staunch believer.
Kodwa lonke lina bazalwane, khumbulani ubaba wami olupheleyo. Ibizo lakhe kwakunguJonas, futhi liyamkhumbula okokuthi wayelikholwa eligqilileyo okunganani.
How that I can remember mother and dad and all of us as we fish for a living, and we'd catch no fish, we needed bread, and how that we'd get out on the floor and pray to God, give us a catch today, God, that we might be able to sell our fish and pay off our debts, have food to eat.
Ukuthi ngikhumbula kanjani umama lo baba lathi thina sonke lapho sigola inhlanzi ukuze siphile futhi sasingabambi inhlanzi sasifuna isinkwa futhi lokuthi sasisiya njani phansi esibuyeni futhi sikhuleke kuNkulunkulu siphe ukuba sibambe lamuhla uNkulunkulu ukuthi senelise ukuthengisa inhlanzi zethu futhi sibhadale izikwelede zethu sibe lokudla ukuthi sidle.
How we go out on the sea in the storm and dare to face those storms.
Futhi lokuthi sasisiya njani phandle elwandle esiphephweni futhi sibe lesibindi sokukhangelana lalezo ziphepho.
Dad, I can see his gray hair hanging down his back one day as he sat up on the rail of the boat and talked to me, saying, Simon, you're my oldest son. You know, I've always believed, Simon, that I would see the Messiah.
Futhi, ubaba, ngiyabona inwele zakhe ezimpunga, zileye ngaphansi, emhlane wakhe, ngolunye usuku, ehlezi phezu kwentambo yokudonsa ngayo iseyili yesikepe. Futhi wakhuluma lami esithi, Simoni, uyindodana yami endala. Liyazi ngihlezi ngikholwa, Simoni, ukuthi ngizabona uMesiya.
Our people has looked for him since Eden. And we're sure that he's coming, no matter how long. That's been 4,000 years ago. You say, but I believe that Messiah will come.
Abantu bethu, babemkhangelele, kusukela e-Edeni. Futhi, sileqiniso ukuthi uyabuya. Loba kuthatha isikhathi eside kanganani. Lokho kube iminyaka eyizinkulungwane ezine ezedluleyo. Uyacho, kodwa ngiyakholwa ukuthi uMesiya uzabuya.
And every Jew has believed that he would see the Messiah in his generation. I hope to see him in my generation. But it looks like I'm getting old now. I've got to stop to see and getting my aches and pains. I probably won't see him in my time. But maybe you will, my son.
40. Wonke umJuda ukholwe ukuthi uzabona uMesiya. Esizukulwaneni sakhe. Ngiyathemba ukumbona esizukulwaneni sami. Kodwa ukukhangeleka sengathi sengisiba mdala khathesi. Kufanele ngimise ulwandle futhi ngithola izinhlungu lokufuthelwa. Mhlawumbe angisoze ngimbone ngesikhathi sami. Kodwa mhlawumbe uzambona ndodana yami.
And I want to train you in the scriptures. Son, before the Messiah rises on the scene, there will be all kinds of things going on, all kinds of false things, because Satan will do that to destroy the influence of the real Messiah when he comes.
40. Ngifuna ukukufundisa emibhalweni. Ndodana, ngaphambi kokuba uMesiya aze enkundleni, kuza kuba lenhlobo zonke. Lezinto ezizakwenzakala inhlobo zonke zezinto zamanga ngoba uSathane uzakwenza lokho ukubulala imfundzelelo kaMesiya weqiniso lapho esiza.
It's always been that way, still that way.
Uhlezi kungaleyo ndlela lokho kuyileyo ndlela.
And then we find out, he said, I remember, he put his arm around me, said, son, there's only one way that you'll be able to identify that Messiah.
Futhi ke siyathola ukuthi wathi ngiyakhumbula wabeka ingalo yakhe kimi wathi ndodana kulendlela eyodwa kuphela leyo ozakwenelisa ukubona ngayo lo Messiah.
Now we've had hundreds of years without any prophet. Malachi was our last prophet. That's been 400 years ago. We haven't had a prophet.
Manje sesibe leminyaka engamakhulu singela la mprofeti. UMalaki waye ngumprofeti wethu wokugcina. Leyo sekube iminyaka engamakhulu amane edlulayo. Asikabi lo mprofeti.
But remember, Moses told us in the scriptures that when the Messiah come, he would be a prophet. When he rose on the scene, we Jews are taught to believe the prophet.
Kodwa khumbula uMose wasitshela emibhalweni ukuthi lapho uMesiya esiza uza kuba ngumprofeti lapho evuka esiza enkundleni thina amaJuda siyafundiswa ukukholwa umprofeti.
And the Messiah's journey on earth is a spoken word of God that he's promised us. And the word always comes to a prophet, and a prophet vindicates that word. Don't you never forget that, son.
40. Uhambo luka Mesiya emhlabeni. Lilizwi elikhulunyiweyo likaNkulunkulu. Lelo asithembisa lona. 40. Ilizwi lihlezi lisiza kumprofeti. 40. Umprofeti uqinisa ilizwi lelo. Ungakukhohlwa lokho, ndodana.
There may be great things rise, there may be great enthusiasms and great things, but remember, the Messiah will be a prophet, because we know that God never changes his way, and he said the Messiah would be a prophet.
Kungaba lezinto ezinkulu eziphakamayo, kungaba lokwamadlabuzane okukhulu, lezinto ezinkulu, kodwa khumbula uMesiya uza kuba ngumprofeti ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu akantshintshi indlela zakhe futhi wathi uMesiya uza kuba ngumprofeti.
So remember, son, prophets are those who have the word of the Lord, and when the Messiah comes, he'll be a prophet.
Ngakho khumbula ndodana, abaprofeti yilabo abalelizwi likaNkulunkulu futhi lapho uMesiya esiza uza kuba ngumprofeti.
I can just still feel his arms, said Simon, as he put it around me. And Andrew was standing there brushing the net at the time. You remembered, Andrew? Yes, Simon, I remember.
Ngilokhu ngisezwa ingalo yakhe, watsho uSimoni, lapho eyibeka ngakimi. 40. U-Andrea wayemile lapho egezisa imbule kuleso sikhathi. Uyakhumbula, Andrea? Yebo, Simoni, ngiyakhumbula.
And Andrew trying to tell me that this John was a prophet. I had other things to do. I had to sell the fish and things.
40. U-Andrea ezama ukungitshela ukuthi uJohane wayengumprofeti. Ngangilezinye izinto zokwenza, kwakufanele ngithengise inhlanzi lezinto.
So, father's been dead for years, but I've always kept that on mind. Daddy said the Messiah would be a scriptural identified prophet. Not forget it, because it's a spoken word of God.
Ngakho ubaba usele minyaka efile, kodwa ngihleli ngikugcinile lokho engqondweni. Ubaba wathi uMesiya uza kuba ngumprofeti obonakaliswa ngombhalo, futhi ungakukhohlwa ngoba lilizwi elikhulunyiweyo likaNkulunkulu.
And that word has constantly always come to the prophets that identified or manifested what was promised for the age.
40. Lelo lizwi lihlezi kokuphela lisiza kuba prophethi labo ababonakalisayo ukumbe babonakalisa lokho okwathenjiswayo esikhathini.
And now Simon one day said, you know, Andrew asked me to go to a meeting. And I went down there to the meeting where this fellow Jesus was.
40. Kathesi uSimoni ngolunye usuku wathi liyazi uAndrea wayengicela ukuba ngiye emhlanganweni, futhi ngaya phansi khonale emhlanganweni lapho lumfo uJesu ayekhona.
I'd heard all kinds of rumors. There was a Jesus raised up before him that promised to be some great something, led 400 out and they all perished and so forth.
40. Ngangizwe inhlobo zonke zamahungahunga kwakulo Jesu owavukayo ngaphambi kwakhe owathembisa ukuba ngenye into enkulu, wakhokhelela phandle amakhulu amane phandle futhi bonke babhubha lokunjalo.
I thought it was just another one of them kind, with some kind of a great enthusiasm of some revival or some great denomination they were going to make. But one day I thought I'd go with Andrew here, my brother.
Ngacabanga kwakungokunye kwalolo hlobo kanye lolo hlobo oluthile lwamadlabuzane lwenye imvuselelo enkulu kumbe enye inhlanganiso yesonto ababeza yenza kodwa ngolunye usuku ngacabanga ukuthi ngizahamba lo Andrea lapha umfo wethu.
I can imagine about that time the boat began to shake. Somebody began to shout. He said, "Sit down. Don't rock the boat. Wait a minute. Sit still."
40. Ngibona sengathi phose ngaleso sikhathi isikepe saqala ukunyikinya. Omunye waqala ukumemeza futhi wathi, "Hlala phansi. Ungazunguzi isikepe. Mana okomzuzu. Hlala uthule."
And he said, "You know, when I went down there and walked into the face of him the first time, he looked me right straight in the eye and told me what my name was. He'd never seen me before."
Futhi wathi, "Uyazi, lapho ngisiya phansi lapho, futhi ngeza ebusweni bakhe, okokuqala, wangikhangela khona kanye emehlweni, futhi wangitshela ukuthi ibizo lami kwakungubani. Wayengakaze angibone ngaphambilini."
Not only did he know me, but he knew that godly old father of mine that had instructed me in the scriptures. And I know that that was Messiah. That settled it for me. Right there. That made it right for me.
Gazange angazi kuphela. Kodwa wazi lo baba wami omdala olobuNkulunkulu. Owangilayayo emibhalweni. Futhi ngaba kwazi ukuthi lo kwakunguMesiya. Lokho kwaiqedile indaba kimi. Khona lapho, lokho kwakunjalo, lokho kwakwenza kwalunga kimi.
Must have been Philip said, "Can I say a word here?" Now he said, "Brother Nathaniel, don't let this hurt you, because you know we studied the scrolls for years and years what the Messiah would be."
Ufanele kube nguPhilip owathi, "Ngingatsho ilizwi lapha." Manje wathi, "Mfo wethu, Nathanieli, ungakuvumeli lokho kukuzwise ubuhlungu, ngoba uyazi, safunda imiqulu, okweminyaka leminyaka, lokho uMesiya aza kuba yikho."
But when I seen him do that, I took off and got my friend here, Nathaniel, and when he come over, Nathaniel said, let me tell it.
Kodwa, lapho ngimbona, esenza lokho, ngasuka futhi, ngathatha umngane wami lapha, uNathanieli, futhi lapho esiza lapha, uNathanieli wathi, makuthi ngikukhulume.
There's something about when Jesus has done something for you, you just can't hardly stand still, you got to tell it yourself. Isn't that right? If it's something real, you just got to say it.
Oh, uyazi, kulenye into mayelana ngoJesu ekwenzele enye into, awungeke nje ukwanise ukuma, ufanele uyikhulume ngokwakho. Akunjalo na, uba kungenye into eqotho, ufanele ukuthi uyikhulume.
When he filled me with the Holy Ghost, I want to tell about it. I want somebody to know about it. Not somebody else tell it, I want to say it myself.
Lapho engigcwalisa ngomoya ongcwele, ngifuna ukukhuluma ngakho, ngifuna omunye abekwazi ngakho, athi omunye ekukhuluma, ngifuna ukukutsho ngokwami.
I just imagine Nathaniel got all enthused and said, "You know, I'd like to say this."
40 nje, ungathi ngiyabona, uNathanieli, waba lamadlabuzane futhi wathi, uyazi, ngithanda ukukutsho lokhu.
I was a little skeptic of you, Philip, when you told me, I asked you, could any good thing come out of Nazareth? And you gave me the best answer that any man ever had. Come and see.
Ngangile nsolo kancinyane ngawe Philip lapho ungitshela ngakubuza kungaba lolutho oluhle olungaphuma eNazaretha futhi wangipha impendulo enkulu loba ngubani owake wabalayo woza ubone.
That works good today. That's right. Don't stay home and criticize, come find out for yourself. Okay?
Lokho kusebenza kuhle lamuhla kunjalo. Ungahlali endlini uchothoze. Woza uzibonele ngokwakho. Bona.
Said, "If could anything good come out of Nazareth?" Said, "Come and see for yourself." And you know what you told me?
Wathi, "Ungaba lolutho oluhle olungaphuma eNazaretha." Wathi, "Woza uzibonele ngokwakho. Futhi uyakwazi lokho owangitshela khona."
And when I walked up into his presence and he told me that I was a Hebrew, an Israelite, and was an honest man. I knew that, but I wondered, how could it be?
40. lapho ngisiza ebukhoneni bakhe. Futhi wangitshela ukuthi ngangingu ngumHebheru umIsrayeli. Futhi ngangiyindoda ethembekileyo. Ngangikwazi lokho kodwa ngamangala. Kungaba njani?
He looked like an ordinary man. I was expecting the Messiah to come down a golden quarters from heaven right down to the head of the denomination here to Jerusalem, walk out and say, Caiaphas, I have arrived.
Wakhangeleka njengomuntu kazana. Ngangikhangelele uMesiya ukwehla phansi ngezindlela zegolide evela ezulwini khona phansi enhlokweni yenhlanganiso yesonto lapha eJerusalema. Aphume phandle futhi athi, Caiaphas, sengifikile.
But they find out he come out of Nazareth from a poor family and actually a kind of a black name behind him as an illegitimate child.
Kodwa bathola ukuthi waphuma eNazaretha emulini engabayanga futhi khona ke uhlobo lwebizo elimnyama ngemuva kwakhe njengomntwana ozelwe okungekho emthethweni.
Here he stood dressed in ordinary clothes, not like a priest or somebody, just an ordinary man.
Nangu emile, egqoke impahla ezijwayelekileyo, hathi njengompristi, kumbe omnye umuntu, umuntu kazana nje.
And I thought when I walked up there, how can that be a Messiah?
Futhi ngacabanga, lapho ngihamba, phezulu lapho, lowo angaba ngumesiya kanjani.
One old garment on he'd wore since he was a young fellow, and here this same garment on, his hair hanging down his back, and like an ordinary man of the street.
Isembatho esisodwa esidala asiqoka kusukela esase ngumfo omncinyane, futhi lapha lesi sambatho esifanayo usigqokile, futhi lenwele zakhe zilenga phansi ngemuva kwakhe, futhi njengomuntu kazana wesitaladi.
And he looked me in the face and said, before Philip called you when you were under the tree, I saw you.
Futhi wangikhangela ebusweni futhi wathi, uPhilip engakakubizi lapho usasephansi kwesihlahla ngakubona.
That settled it for me. I know by the word that was Messiah. That was him.
Lokho wangiqeda indaba kimi ngabakwazi ngelizwi. Lo kwakungumesiya, lo kwakunguye.
And the boat must have shook and the testimony meeting was going on. Oh, what a wonderful time they were having out on the sea there. Just having a great time.
Futhi isikepe kufanele ukuthi sakhudluzeka, futhi umhlangano wobufakazi wawuqhubeka. Oh, kuyisikhathi bani esimangalisayo ababelaso phandle elwandle lapho. Besiba lesikhathi esikhulu nje.
Andrew said, I'd like to say something that kind of puzzled me for a little while.
U-Andrea wathi, ngizathanda ukukhuluma enye into engathi yangiphica okwesikhatshana.
You remember when we was going down to Jericho and he said, we must go up, I have need to go by Samaria?
Liyakhumbula lapho sisiya phansi eJericho wathi, ufanele senyuke. Kuyadingeka ukuba ngiye eSamaria.
So he went up to Samaria and there at the city of Sychar when he sent us all away to buy victuals over in the city.
Ngakho wenyukela eSamaria futhi lapho edolobheni leSayika lapho esithuma sonke ukuyathenga okokudla edolobheni.
Oh yes, I remember that well. Yes, yes.
Oh yebo, ngiyakukhumbula lokho kakuhle konke kwakho. Yebo, yebo.
The boat was just a shaking. Everybody having a wonderful testimony after the revival was over. So they were having this testimony meeting.
Isikepe sasigudluzeka nje. Wonke umuntu esiba lobufakazi obuhle emva kokuba imvuselelo isiphelile. Ngakho babe lomhlangano lo wobufakazi.
He said yes. And you remember we slipped up and to our surprise we saw our master talking to a marked prostitute. We thought that's bad.
Futhi wathi, yebo, futhi liyakhumbula sasolobela futhi okwasimangalisayo sabona umfundisi wethu ekhuluma lesifebe esaziwayo Sacabanga, lokho kubi.
Look at him out there talking to this young woman and sent us away, and here he is out here with this ill-famed woman sitting here.
Umkhangeleni, phandle le ekhuluma lalumfazi omncane futhi wasithuma futhi nangu lapha phandle lomfazi olodumo olubi ehlezi lapha.
Remember, we stand just behind the bushes and we listen to their conversation.
Khumbula, sasimile nje ngemuva kwezixuku futhi salalela inkulumo yabo.
And we heard him say to her, "Woman, go get your husband and come here."
Futhi samuzwa esithi kuye, "Mfazi, hamba uyethatha indoda yakho futhi ubuye lapha."
And we said, "Well, we might have been mistaken. Maybe the woman was just legitimately married."
Futhi sathi, "Aw, singabe siphambanisile. Mhlawumbe umfazi wendile okusemthethweni."
And she looked him back in the face and said, "Sir, I don't have any husband."
Futhi wamkhangela emuva ebusweni futhi wathi, "Mnumzana, kangila ndoda."
Remember, our hearts failed. Our great Messiah that we had confidence in here was caught in a lie, a crossfire. Because he said, "Go get your husband," and she witnessed back that she had no husband. Now it's backfired on you.
Liyakhumbula ukuthi inhliziyo zethu zehluleka kanjani. UMesiya wethu omkhulu ebesilethemba kuye lapha wabanjwa emangeni sokumbuyelela ngoba wathi, "Hamba uyethatha indoda yakho," futhi wakufakaza ngokuphendula ukuthi wayengelandoda, manje sekumphendukele.
Remember how we all looked surprised and the breath was gone out of us? Yes, I remember.
Khumbula ukuthi sonke sakhangeleka simangele kanjani futhi lokuphefumula kwase kungasekho kithi. Yebo, ngiyakhumbula.
And then you remember the next words? He said, "Thou hast said the truth." Because you've had five, and the one you're living with now is not yours.
Futhi-ke, uyakhumbula amazwi alandelayo. Wathi, "Ukhulume iqiniso, ngoba usubela bahlanu. Futhi lalo, ohlala laye, khathesi, kayisiye wakho."
Oh, you remember the testimony meeting behind the bush. See, you can't corner him. He's God.
Oh! Liyakhumbula umhlangano wobufakazi ngemuva kwesiqhuku. Mina bo, bona, kawungeke umbandezele. UnguNkulunkulu.
Oh, Simon said that just, Andrew said that settled it for me.
Oh, uSimoni wathi, lokho nje, uAndrea wathi, lokho kwaqeda indaba kimi.
Bartholomew said, "Wait, I'd like to put in a testimony. Can I do it, brother?"
UBartholomew wathi, "Manini, ngizathanda ukufakaza ubufakazi. Ngingakwenza bazalwane."
Oh, well, I suppose you can. We got plenty of time. He hasn't come up yet, so we'll just make a few paddles. Go ahead, Bartholomew, you testify.
Oh, awu, ngiyathemba ungakwenza. Silesikhathi esineni. Akakabuyi. Ngakho, sizahamba kancane. Qhubekela phambili. Bartholomew, wena fakaza.
Well, one of the great things to me, you remember our sister down in Jericho named Rebecca? Yes. And her husband run a restaurant down there. Uh-huh. And he was a businessman. And his name was Zacchaeus. Yes, yes, I remember him well.
Aw, enye yezinto ezinkulu kimi. Liyakhumbula udadewethu phansi eJericho othiwa nguRebecca. Yebo, futhi indoda yakhe yayile ndawo okuthengiswa khona ukudla phansi lapho. Futhi wayengusomabhizimusi futhi ibizo lakhe lalinguZakheu. Yebo, ngiyamkhumbula kuhle.
You remember she was one of our sisters. She had believed on the Lord and she was so afraid that Zacchaeus would let it all get by without accepting Jesus. And oh, Zacchaeus was a very good friend to the priest there.
Liyakhumbula, waye waye ngomunye wabodadewethu, waye kholwe enkosini, futhi waye sesaba ukuthi uZakheu waye zayekela konke kusedlula engazange amukele uJesu, futhi oh, uZakheu waye ngumngane omuhle kumpristi lapho.
And so she was praying that something would happen, that his eyes would come open and he'd recognize that this was the Master, this was the vindicated Word of God made flesh among us.
Futhi ke waye khuleka ukuthi enye into izakwenzakala, ukuthi amehlo akhe azavuleka, futhi waye nanzelela ukuthi lowu kwakungumfundisi, leli kwakulilizwi likaNkulunkulu eliqinisekileyo lenziwa inyama phakathi kwethu.
And we tried to tell her, tell him about how that Jesus of Nazareth knew the secrets of the heart, showing that he was the Word, because the Word discerns the thoughts in the heart.
Futhi sazama ukumtshela ngokuthi uJesu weNazaretha wayesiza izimfihlo zenhliziyo etshengisa ukuthi wayelilizwi, ngoba ilizwi liyadalula imicabango enhliziyweni.
Nonsense. He said, I believe the priest. What the priest says is good enough for me, because he belonged to all the orders of the city, the Kiwanis and everything else, you know, so he kind of hard for him to let down on it.
Umpeto wathi, ngiyakholwa umpristi. Lokho umpristi akuchoyo kulungele mina, ngoba wayengena zonke inhlelo zedolobho iKiwanis la yonke enye into liyazi. Ngakho ha kwakungathi kunzima kuye ukukuyekela lokho.
So Rebecca asked us all to pray, and every time we come up to the subject, he was a prophet, he'd say, nonsense, the priest says he's Beelzebub, he's a devil, he does that by the power of the devil, and he's just a mental telepathist, that's all there is to it, there's nothing to it.
Ngakho uRebecca waye sicelile sonke ukuthi sikhuleke, futhi sonke isikhathi sisiza kuyo indaba. Waye ngumprofeti, waye sithi, umpeto. Umpristi wathi, waye nguBeelzebubu, ungudeveli, wenza lokho ngamandla kadeveli, futhi ufunda ingqondo zabantu, yikho kuphela okukhona kukho, gakulalutho kukho.
So there's no such a thing in this day. We haven't had prophets for hundreds of years. And how could that guy, not even with the fellowship card, how could he ever be a prophet? Oh, no way was such a thing.
Ngakho ngakulanto enjalo kulolu suku, kasizange sibe labaprofeti okweminyaka engamakhulu, futhi ngabe leyo ndoda engela ngitsho lekhadi lobudlelwano angabe engaba ngumprofeti kanjani? Oh, akulandlela ayengaba into enjalo.
But you know, Rebecca kept holding on, his wife, and praying.
Kodwa liyazi uRebecca waqhubeka ebambelele umkakhe futhi ekhuleka.
One morning when Jesus was coming into the city, well then we find out that Rebecca told us that Zacchaeus had went out to the street to see him.
Futhi ngokunye ukusa lapho uJesu esiza edolobheni, awu manje ke siyathola ukuthi uRebecca wasitshela ukuthi uZakheu wayephume phandle esitaladeni ukumbona.
So he didn't believe he was a prophet, so he said, I'll just get a good look at him. I testified to us at the restaurant the other day when we was eating.
Ngakho akazange akholwe ukuthi wayengumprofeti. Ngakho wathi, ngiza kumkhangela kakuhle ukuthi wasifakazela kanjani okuthengiswa khona ukudla ngolunye usuku lapho sisidla.
So he climbed up in a sycamore tree and said, you know what, I'll just disguise myself up here so he won't be able to see me.
Ngakho wakhwela phezulu kwesihlahleni sesikhamo, futhi wathi, liyazi ukuthini, ngizazifihla njengokwami phezulu lapha ukuze engangiboni.
I'm a little fellow anyhow, very short, and I can't see him down there in a crowd, so I'll just climb up here in the tree. And he got to where two limbs meet. And there he sat down by these limbs.
Ngingumfo omncinyane, kungenani, ngimfitshane kakhulu, futhi ngingeke ngimbone phansi lapho ezixukwini ngakho ngizakhwela nje phezulu lapha esihlahleni futhi wafika lapho ingatsha ezimbili ezihlangana khona futhi lapho wahlala phansi ngakulezo ngatsha.
That's just a good place to sit down and study it over. That's where two ways meet, yours and God's. Your ideas, that's a good thing to think it over.
Leyo yindawo enhle nje ukuhlala phansi futhi uyifunde. Yikho lapho indlela ezimbili ezihlangana khona. Eyakho lekaNkuluNkulu. Imibono yakho leyo into enhle ukuyicabangisisa.
So he said, you know what? He must have been a prophet. He could have been. It could be possible I could be wrong.
Ngakho wathi, liyazi ukuthini? Ufanele ukuthi ube engumprofeti. Waye engaba nguye. Kungenzeka ngingabe ngiphambanisile.
So I tell you what, I'll get a good look at him and he won't know me, so I'll just take all the leaves and pull them in like this around me and I'll disguise myself so he won't even see me at all.
Ngakho ngizalitshela ukuthini? Ngizamkhangela kuhle futhi akasoze abengazi ngakho ngizathatha amahlamvu wonke futhi ngiwadonse phakathi njengalokho ngakimi futhi ngizazifihla ngokwami ukuze angangiboni la kancane.
And I'll watch him when he comes by, and if he doesn't look like the right kind of a person, I'll give him a piece of my mind sitting up here in his tree.
Futhi ngizamkhangela lapho esedlula ngalapha futhi nxa engakhangeleki njengomuntu oqondileyo ngizamupha isiqephu sengqondo yami ngihlezi phezulu lapha kulesi sihlahla.
So he watched and had a leaf so he could raise up and see him when he come around the corner.
Ngakho wakhangela futhi waba lohlamvu ukuze aphakame phezulu futhi ambone lapho esiza ngasejikweni.
And when he come around the corner, walking down the street, you know, looking from one side to the other, the disciples saying, stand aside, I'm sorry.
Futhi lapho esiza, ngase jikweni, esehla phansi, ngase sitaladeni, liyazi, ekhangela kusukela kuleli cele kusiya kwelinye, futhi labafundi besithi, mana eceleni, ngilusize.
People with sick children and things, I'm sorry, master's awful tired, had a great service last night. Gentleman like, would you please stand aside and let him by? Well, he's making his way down to the city, and would you please just stand aside?
Futhi, abantu labantwana abagulayo lezinto, ngilosizi. Umfundisi udiniwe kabi, leyo nkonzo enkulu ubusuku obedluleyo. Futhi njengendoda emnene, ngiyacela nje, ume eceleni, futhi limekele adlule. Awu, wenza indlela yakhe phansi edolobheni. Futhi nje lingama eceleni.
And Zacchaeus sitting up here in a tree looking down at him.
Futhi uZakheu ehlezi phezulu lapho esihlahleni ekhangele phansi kuye.
And Jesus come right straight under the tree, stopped, looked up, and said, Zacchaeus, come down from there. I'm going home with you for today for dinner.
Futhi uJesu weza khona eqonde phansi kwesihlahla wama wakhangela phezulu futhi wathi, Zakheu, yehla phansi lapho, ngiya ngekhaya lawe okwanamhlanje okokudla kwantambama.
That settled it for me. He knew he was up there and knew his name, what he was. That settled it. That's Messiah to me. Yes, sir. Because we know the Messiah was to do that. Certainly.
Lokho kwaqeda indaba kimi. Wayesazi ukuthi wayephezulu lapho futhi wazi ibizo lakhe. Lokho ayeyikho. Lokho wayiqeda indaba. Lo nguMesiya kimi. Yebo mnumzana, ngoba siyakwazi uMesiya wayeza kwenza lokho ngeqiniso.
So you had to go home with him, said that day for dinner. What a great time that was. We remembered.
Ngakho kwakufanele ahambe ngekhaya laye. Wathi lolo suku lokudla kwantambama kwakuyisikhathi esikhulu okunganani okwakuyiso. Siyakukhumbula.
You know, it must have been about that time the testimony meeting was going on. You know, these disciples out there on the sea testifying, It must have been down in the blackness of the night, somewhere up in the northlands there, that Satan must have moved up over the hill and looked down.
Liyazi, kufanele bekube yileso sikhathi. Umhlangano obufakazi uqhubeka. Liyazi, laba abafundi phandle le elwandle befakaza. Kufanele ukuthi kwakuphansi ebunyameni bobusuku kwenye indawo phezulu ezweni lasenyakatho. Lapho ukuthi uSathane kufanele wahamba phezulu entabeni futhi wakhangela phansi.
He looked in that testimony meeting and he found out that they had gone off without him. There was his chance.
Wakhangela kulowo mhlangano wobufakazi futhi wathola ukuthi babesuke bahamba bengelaye. Lapho kwakulithuba lakhe.
See, I think that scene has just about returned again, repeated itself.
Ubona, ngicabanga leyo nkundla isikuphendukile njalo yaziphinda ngokwayo.
They had, in the enthusiasm of the revival, they had gone off without him.
Babelakho phakathi kokuchiseka kwemvuselelo basuka bahamba bengelaye.
And I believe that that's a lot that's happened to us today. That in this hour of confusion, and after this great revival that we've witnessed, that's swept around the world.
Futhi ngiyakholwa ukuthi lokho ngokunengi okwenzakalayo kithi lamuhla, ukuthi kuleli hola lokudideka, futhi ngemva kwaleyo imvuselelo enkulu, leyo esiyifakazeleyo ithanyele wonke umhlaba.
Every nation has had revival fires built and burning, great healing services, people receiving the Holy Ghost by the tens of thousands times thousands.
Sonke isizwe sibe lomlilo wemvuselelo wakhiwe futhi uvutha izinkonzo ezinkulu zokusiliswa, abantu besemukela umoya ongcwele ngamachumi ezinkulungwane aphindwe ngezinkulungwane.
And in the enthusiasm of it, like those disciples testifying what he has done, and oh, we've seen him do this and we've seen him do that, I believe we went off like them without him.
Futhi ekuchisekeni kwabo njengalabo bafundi befakaza lokho akwenzileyo, futhi oh, simbonile esenza lokho, futhi simbonile esenza lokho, ngiyakholwa sisuke sahamba njengabo singelayi.
We went off on great big opportunities that the revival has presented.
Sisuke sahamba emathubeni amakhulu sibili lawo imvuselelo ewalethileyo.
We went off on opportunities of making a lot of money, the churches, building greater buildings, great big millions of dollar places, great schools, educational systems, and making our denominational grow.
Sisuke sahamba emathubeni okwenza imali enengi, amabandla, sisakha izakhiwo ezinkulu, izindawo ezinkulu zezigidi zamadola, izikolo ezinkulu, izinhlelo zemfundo, futhi sisenza inhlanganiso zamasonto ethu zikhule.
And then having our communism programs, anti-communism, that's all we can talk about today. And the first thing you know, Satan has seen us on our anti-communism programs, on our big denominational programs, and on our million more and so forth if we got.
Futhi, sisiba lenhlelo zesikhomanisi sethu. Ukulwisa isikhomanisi yikho kuphela esingakhuluma ngakho lamuhla. Futhi into yakuqala uyazi, uSathane usibonile enhlelweni zethu zokulwisa isikhomanisi, enhlelweni zethu ezinkulu zenhlanganiso yesonto, futhi lesigidi esengeziweyo lokunjalo njengalokho abalakho.
And we've gone off without the old time prayer meetings and the baptism of the Holy Ghost coming back. Until the fire is burnt low.
Futhi
sisuke sahamba singela kukhuleka kwesikhathi sakudala lo baphathizo luka moya ongcwele luphenduka kwaze kwathi umlilo usuze usubhebhela phansi.
You can cry out and try to get people to the altar, and they just walk up like they were almost dead, a dread to come.
Ungamemeza futhi uzame ukuletha abantu elathini futhi bahamba sengathi phose bafile bese saba ukubuya.
And then ask ministers to come pray with them. Oh, why do you ask me for?
Futhi ke ucele abathumayeli ukuthi babuye bezokhuleka labo. Oh, ungicelelani?
And they get down there and you can hardly get them, and they'll stand there just for a few minutes, look up at you and go back and sit down in their seat.
Futhi bayafika phansi lapho futhi kawungeke ubathole kalula futhi baza kuma lapho nje okwemzuzu emilutshwane bakukhangele futhi babuyele futhi bahlale phansi ezihlalweni zabo.
To me, the fire's gone out. Something's happened.
Kimi umlilo usucitshile, enye into isiyenzakele.
Listen, what we need is a revival that sinners looking upon Christ repent, run to the altar with their hands up screaming for mercy, and the whole church is a flame of fire with the glory of God.
Lalela lokho esikufunayo imvuselelo ukuthi izoni zikhangele kuKristu ziphenduke zigijimele elathini kanye lezandla zabo ziphezulu zikhalela isihawu futhi lebandla lonke lilangabi lomlilo ngenkazimulo kaNkuluNkulu.
Our enthusiasm for opportunity to make our denominations grow. We built bigger schools to educate our ministers and send them farther from God than there was at the beginning.
Ukuchiseka kwethu lithuba lokwenza inhlanganiso zamasonto ethu zikhule. Sesakhe izikolo ezinkulu ukufundisa abathumayeli bethu futhi sibafuqele khajana loNkulunkulu kulalokho ababe yikho ekuqaliseni.
God's not known by education. He's not known by theology. God's known by faith. You can't explain God. He's beyond explaining.
uNkulunkulu kaziwa ngemfundo, kaziwa ngemfundo yezenkolo. uNkulunkulu waziwa ngokukholwa. Awungeke umchasise uNkulunkulu. Wedlula ukuchasisa.
Look what it's done. We Pentecostal people, it used to be Pentecost. Our women has bobbed off their hair, wearing makeup.
Khangela lokho okukwenzileyo. Thina abantu bePentecostali ababevame ukuba yiPentecost, abafazi bethu sebegele inwele zabo bezicomba.
Our man is permitting it. Our ministers are permitting it. They're afraid to say something about it. The church will turn them out if they do.
Amadoda ethu bayakuvumela, abathumayeli bethu bayakuvumela, bayesaba ukutsho ulutho ngakho. Ibandla liyabakhuphela phandle uba bekwenza.
Oh, if we don't need a house cleaning from the pulpit, come to the basement. It's a shame. It's a disgrace.
Oh, uba singadingi ukuhlanza indlu kusukela kuphulupithi kusehla kusiya endlini yangaphansi. Uyayangisa. Uluhlazo.
Some man come to me not long ago and said, Brother Branham, the people love you, but said, you're always bawling them out. Bawling them women out about having short hair and things like that.
Enye indoda yabuya kimi kungasikude futhi yathi, mfowethu Branham, abantu bayakuthanda kodwa wathi uhlezi ubakhalimela, ukhalimela abafazi labo mayelana ngokuba lenwele ezimfitshane lezinto ezinjalo.
I said the Bible said it was a disgrace for her to have it. She dishonors her husband when she does it.
Ngathi iBhayibheli lathi wakuyisinangiso kuye ukuba lakho akahloniphi indoda yakhe lapho ekwenza lokho.
And it is absolutely a sign that you departed from God.
Futhi khona kuyisibonakaliso esiqotho ukuthi usukile kuNkulunkulu.
Remember, in Samson's case, long hair was a Nazarite sign that he had departed from the world to the Word of God.
Kumbula, endabeni kaSamsoni, inwele ezinde, kwakuyisibonakaliso somNazari, ukuthi wayehlukane lomhlaba, waya elizwini likaNkulunkulu.
And when you bob off your hair, women, you deny your Nazarite sign. You went to Hollywood instead of back to the Bible. The Bible said let it be like that.
Futhi lapho ugela inwele zakho, bafazi, liyalandula ukuthi lisibonakaliso somNazari. Lihambe Hollywood ukulokuphenduka eBhayibhelini. IBhayibheli lathi, mabangaphuci.
It's a shame. And the ministers don't say nothing about it.
Bona, kuyayangisa. Futhi abachumayeli abatsho lutho ngakho.
This man said to me, won't you leave them women alone? Said they regard you as a prophet.
Lindoda yathi kimi, kungani ungachiya abafazi bebodwa? Wathi, bakubala njengomprofeti.
I said, I never said I was a prophet.
Ngathi kangizange ngithi ngingumprofeti.
Said they regard you as that. Teach them how to receive spiritual gifts and do something. You ought to teach them big things, great things.
Wathi, bakubala njengalokho. Bafundise ukuthi bamukele njani izipho zikamoya futhi benze enye into. Ufanele ubafundise izinto ezinkulu. Izinto ezinkulu.
I said, how can I teach them algebra when they won't even learn their ABCs? How do they live decent about it? How are you going to do it? Yeah, go down to the first thing.
Ngathi, ngingabafundisa njani i-algebra lapho bengeke bafunde ama-ABC abo. Ukuthi bephile ngokuhlonipheka ngakho. Uza kwenza njani? Yebo, yana phansi entweni yakuqala.
Year after year across the nation and it gets worse all the time. There's something wrong somewhere. It ain't with the word.
Umnyaka ngomnyaka udabula izizwe futhi kuba kubi sonke isikhathi. Kulenye into embi kwenye indawo. Akukho kanye lelizwi.
No wonder we can't have revival fires burning. We need a house cleaning time. God will never do that till we come back again.
Akumangalisi, asikwanisi ukuba lomlilo wemvuselelo uvutha. Sifuna isikhathi sokuhlanza indlu. UNkulunkulu kasoze enze lokho. Size siphenduke njalo.
We need a house cleaning time.
Sifuna isikhathi sokuhlanza indlu.
And you, man, you'll let your wife do a thing like that. Wear shorts. That ain't Methodist Baptist, that's Pentecostal. That's right.
Futhi lawe ndoda, uvumela umkakho enze into enjalo, agqoke okabhudula. Lavo, akusibo ma Methodist, Baptist, leyo yiPentecost, unjalo.
Form of godliness. Lady, you'll see a church age lukewarm, Pentecost by name. That's all. Pentecost is not a name, it's an experience of the baptism of the Holy Ghost that cleans the people up.
Isimo sobuNkulunkulu, isikhathi sebandla, lelawodekeya, ubuthukuthuku. Pentecost ngebizo, yikho kuphela. Pentecost kayisilobizo, isehlakalo sobhaphathizo likaMoya oNgcwele, lokho okuhlanza abantu.
No wonder we can't have great healing services and things. There's something went wrong somewhere.
Awumangalisi, singeke sibe lenkonzo zokusiliswa okukhulu lezinto kulento ehambe kubi kwenye indawo.
It's Satan saw us out trying to, well, if we say anything about it, they'll change your membership.
Musatani, usibone siphandle, sizama uku, awu, singakhuluma ulutho mayelana ngakho. Baza ntshintsha ukuba lilunga kwabo.
Remember, you don't pick Christians? Christians are rugged. They are men and women of God who stand for God regardless of what anybody else has got to say.
Kombola, gaumbambati amaKristu, amaKristu, amangelengele. Vanga matota la besifazana baka nkulunkulu, abamela unkulunkulu, unge nani loguti, omunye umuntu uza kuthini.
You don't have to beg him and persuade him and perfume him and baby him around. That's hotbed hybrid plants. It's no good at all. They'll never produce nothing.
Awudingi ukubacela futhi lokubancenga futhi ubagcobe amakha futhi uhambe ubatotoza lezo izilimo zasemangilazini ezixutshanisiweyo kazilunganga lakancane kazisoze zithele ulutho.
Reminds me like it's soon be nesting time. Notice little birds today, or little sparrows packing a straw into their nest. It won't be long till they'll be nesting, making their little eggs to hatch.
Kuyangikhumbuza njenge manje ukuza kuba isikhathi sokwakha izidleke masinyane. Nginanzelele inyoni ezincinyane lamuhla ngaphetheya ngale inkonjane ezincinyane zibeka utshani ezidlekeni zazo. Kakuyikuba kude zize zenze izidleke zisenza amaqanda azo amancinyane acacade.
You know, a little bird can have a nest of eggs and she can sit on that nest of eggs and she turns them every few minutes, takes her little feet and turns them over and sits there.
Liyazi inyoni encinyane ingaba lesidleke samaqanda futhi ingahlala kuleso sidleke samaqanda futhi siwaphendule imizuzu yonke emilutshwane ithathe inyawo zayo ezincinyane futhi iwaphendule futhi ihlale khona lapho.
Now she lets them eggs get cold, if they want to get warmed up, they won't hatch.
Manje nxa ingawachiya lawo maqanda aqande emva kokuba eseke akhudumaliswa angeke acacade.
And she just flies off and get a mouthful of food and right back on them again.
Futhi nje iyaphapha ihambe ithole ukudla okugcwala umlomo futhi iphenduke kiyo njalo.
And you know that old mother bird, she could sit there on those eggs and turn them every 2 minutes and not even sacrifice and fast until she's so poor she can't get off the nest.
Futhi liyakwazi lo mama omdala wenyoni ingahlala lapho kulawo maqanda futhi iwaphendule kuyo yonke imizuzu emibili futhi inga loba ukuzinikela lokuzila ize ibe lusizi ingakwanisi ukusuka esidlekeni.
But unless them at mother bird has been in contact with the male bird, them eggs won't hatch.
Kodwa ngaphandle khonake lo mama wenyoni ahlangane lenyoni yesilisa lawo maqanda akayikucacada.
No matter how much you feed them, they won't hatch. They'll lay right in the nest and rot.
Kungelani lokuthini ukuthi watotoza okunganani awayikucacada ayahlala khona esidlekeni abole.
If there ever was a time that Pentecost or to get with the mate Jesus Christ, how forget the middle of the nest for about me.
Futhi nxa kwakulesikhathi leso iPentecosti ifanele ihlangane lendoda uJesu Kristu ngoba gasitholi lutho kodwa isidleke esigcwele amaqanda abolileyo.
Denying the faith, going into the ecumenical council and calling it great things to set by the Pope and saying it's spiritual.
Velandula ukholo vesiya kukhansili yezenkolo futhi bekubiza izinto ezinkulu ukuhlala eduze lopapa futhi besithi ngokukamoya.
What's the world's the matter, you Pentecostal people? Don't you know the Bible spoke down things that happen? And we holler because the Methodists and Baptists are coming in and all these other things like that. Don't you realize that when the sleeping virgin come to buy oil, that was the very hour that the bridegroom came? And they did not get the oil.
Yini uhlupho lomhlaba linabantu bePentecosti kalikwazi iBhayibheli lakhuluma izinto lezo ziza kwenzakala futhi siyaklabalala ngoba amamethodisti lamabhaptisti ayangena phakathi. Futhi-ke ezinye zonke izinto lezi njengalokho. Ngalinanzeleli ukuthi lapho intombi ezileleyo zibuya ukuzothenga amafutha. Kwakuyilo lona lelo hola umyeni abuya ngalo. Futhi kabazange bawathole amafutha.
Amen. No. The rapture will come so secretly going away some of these times, you won't even know it happens. It'll be gone and you'll wonder what happened.
Yazi, uhlwitho, luzabuya ngokufihlakeleyo. Lokuhamba, ezinye, zalezi izikhathi. Kawusoze ngitsho ubekwazi ukuthi kwenzakele. Kuza kube sekungasekho, futhi uzakumangala ukuthi kuyini okwenzakeleyo.
Like John came on the earth. And they said to him, said, well, the Bible said Elias must first come. He said, he's already come and you didn't know it.
Njengo Johane, wabuya emhlabeni. Futhi bathi kuye, bathi, awu, iBhayibheli lathi, u-Eliya kufanele abuye kuqala. Wathi, usevele wabuya, futhi kalizange libe kwazi.
So will it be someday to say, I thought this is to happen before the tribulation period. I thought the rapture would take place. The words could come back. It's already happened and you didn't know it.
Ngakho, kuza kuba njalo, ngolunye usuku, baza kuthi, bengicabanga ukuthi, lokhu kwakuza kwenzakala, isikhathi sokuhlupheka singakafiki. Cabanga ukuthi, uhlwitho luza kwenzakala, amazwi angaphenduka. Sekwenzakele futhi kawuzange ubekwazi.
It may be later than you think. Oh, wake up, church!
Ungabe sekuseduzane kulalokho okucabangayo. Oh, vukani bandla!
I better quit that. I never come here for doctoring. I just thought I'd punch that in just so you could have that on the side.
Ukungcono ngikuchiye lokho. Kangizanga lapha ngibuye lapha ngijonge imfundiso. Nicabange nje ukuthi ngizakubhobozela phakathi lokho nje ukuze libe lalokho eceleni.
Remember, brother, Satan has seen these big programs. One church trying to outdo the other, one denomination trying to outdo the other, weeding out all the illiteracy and have to give them a test of psychology. But have a psychologist to test the man before he goes into the mission field.
Kumbula mfowethu, Satane usebonile. Inhlelo lezi ezinkulu, ibandla elilodwa, lizama ukwedlula elinye, enye inhlanganiso yesonto, izama ukwedlula enye, besiphula konke, ukungafundi, lokubapha isivivinyo sengqondo, ukuba babe lesazi sowezengqondo, ukuhlola umuntu engakayi enkundleni zemishini.
Pentecost! No, that ain't the Presbyterians, that's Pentecost!
Pentecosti, achi, lao, akusiyo ma Presbyterian. Leo yi Pentecosti.
A psychic test is required of a certain group of Pentecostals, big group, before the missionaries can take the field.
Isivivinyo sengqondo siyafunakala seqembu elithile le Pentecosti, iqembu elikhulu ngaphambi kwama missionary engakayi enkundleni.
What if they had a test like that? They got a test. It was a Pentecostal test in the beginning. When they waited in the upper room until there came fire from on high and the power of God, that was the test.
Aluba babeloku vivinywa, okunjengalokho, bathola isivivinyo, kwakuyisivivinyo sePentecost ekuqaleni lapho velindile endlini yaphezulu, kwaze kwabuya umlilo. Lapho uvela phezulu futhi amandla kaNkuluNkulu leso kwakuyisivivinyo.
Not some worldly half junk. A psychologist stand there trying to make the mind be a little bit excited or something, say you're altogether undone.
Hathi okomhlaba isazi sezengqondo esidakwe okuyingxenye simile lapho sizama ukwenza ingqondo. Nxa ulokhe usasela amadlabuzane kancinyane. Wombe enye into uthi awukapheleli.
When it absolutely proves that a man that's extremely spiritual is nervous, he has to be in that condition to get into it.
Lapho uyatshengisa ngokuqotho ukuthi indoda ekamoya ngokwedlulisileyo iloqhuqho Kufanele abe kuleso simo ukuze angene kukho.
So there you are. See, just messing up what God has tried to do for years, and they come right back around with their programs and their great.
Ngakho, nankoke, bona, futhi nje, uchaphaza lokho uNkulunkulu akade ezama ukukwenza okweminyaka, futhi babuye khona ngemuva kanye. Lenhlelo zabo futhi lezabo ezinkulu.
They're enthused when they see lots of people gather together and say, if I can make all them assemblies, if I can make all them oneness, if I can make all Methodists.
Futhi bayakhuthazeka lapho bebona abantu abanengi bebuthene ndawonye uthi ngani ngiyabenza bonke ama assemblies ngani ngiyabenza bonke ama oneness ngani ngiyabenza bonke ama Methodist.
The Methodist is trying to make all of them Methodists. The Baptist trying to make all Baptists. The Pentecostals all Pentecostals.
Ama Methodist azama ukubenza bonke babe ngama Methodist, ama Baptist bazama ukubenza bonke ama Baptist, ama Pentecostali bonke ama Pentecostali.
Oh, you can't do nothing about it. God has ordained those from the foundation of the world. We got to preach the gospel. That's all.
Oh, gakula ongakwenza. UNkulunkulu wagcoba labo kusukela ekudatshulweni komhlaba. Ufanele sichumayele ivangeli. Yikho kuphela.
But our big programs, we went off without that fire. We went off and made ourselves a homemade fire, as it was.
Kodwa, inhlelo zethu ezinkulu. Sisukile sahamba, singela lo mlilo. Sisukile sahamba, futhi sazenzela umlilo. Owenziwa ngekhaya. Njengalokho okwakuyikho.
And our communism, now we're so scared. Communism is set in. What's it going to happen?
40 isikhomanisi sethu manje sesisesaba kakhulu. Isikhomanisi sesingenile phakathi. Kuyini okuza kwenzakala?
But you know the great thing in communism. Let me tell you that now. I ain't afraid of communism.
Kodwa uyazi into enkulu akusiso isikhomanisi. Ngivumele ngikutshele lokho khathesi. Kanye sabi isikhomanisi.
Well, what I'm afraid of you Pentecostals, this ecumenical council is going to take you. That's the thing.
Kodwa, lokho engikwesabayo, lina maPentecosti, le ikhansili yezenkolo, izalithatha, yiyona into.
It's going to form the mark of the beast and you're going to have to go into it because you're an organization, you have to get in or get out.
Izabumba uphawu lwesilo, futhi. Uza kufanele ungene kulo ngoba linhlanganiso ufanele ungene phakathi kumbe phandle.
That's the thing. And any good sensible spiritual person knows that. We need another up on the sea testimony. We find it now. And our Pentecostals just swallowed a hook, line and sinker. What a great thing it'll be.
Yiya into futhi loba nguphi olengqondo umuntu kamoya. Uyakwazi lokho. Sifuna obunye ubufakazi phezu kolwandle. Siyakuthola khona khathesi. Futhi iPentecostal yethu iyakuginya nje. Iwuka intambo lesiciliso. Uyinto enkulu okuza kuba yiyo.
When Methodist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, Church of Christ and Pentecostals, you'll have to deny your great apostolic doctrine to be in there. They'll have to do the same. You won't have nothing to do into it.
Lapho iMethodist, iPresbyterian, iLutheran, iChurch of Christ, la maPentecost kuzamele ulandule imfundiso yakho enkulu yesipostoli ukuba phakathi lapho uzamele benze into efanayo akakuyikuba lolutho lokwenza phakathi kwakho.
It's all consolidating with Rome, just exactly what's been proven the scripture said so.
Wonke kuhlanganyela kanye leRoma. Khona nje kanye okutshengisiweyo umbhalo watsho njalo.
What's the matter with the preachers that let these things get in this condition without warning the people? God will require their hands.
Luyini uhlupho ngabachumayeli labo abavumela izinto lezi zingene kulesi simo bengaxwayisi abantu. UNkulunkulu uza kubiza ezandleni zabo.
Right in this time of trouble, they were in trouble, they were. Communism not setting in, it's the ecumenical council going to swallow up the whole bunch.
Khona phakathi kulesi sikhathi sohlupho babe phakathi kwahlupho babekulo isikhomanisi kasingeni phakathi yikhansili yezenkolo ezaginya ixuku lonke.
And remember, when you say, well, when it happens, then it's too late. You've done cut the mark of the beast. You belong to it then.
Futhi khumbula, lapho usithi awungeki, uyenzakala, manje ke akusela sikhathi, usuvele wathatha uphawu lwesilo, usungowalo khonake.
You better get where you can get away from it now. Yes, sir, be sealed in the kingdom of God.
Ukungcono ufike lapho, ongakubalekela khona usuke kukho khathesi. Yebo mnumzana, unanyekwe embusweni kaNkulunkulu.
The body of Christ is a mythical body of Christ is baptized into it by the Holy Spirit. Not joined into it, tucked into it, talked into it, spoken tongues into it, shouted into it. You're born into it by the Holy Ghost. Right. Certainly.
Umzimba kaKristu, umzimba ofihlakeleyo kaKristu, lo obhaphathizwe phakathi kwawo ngomoya ongcwele, hathi ukujoyinelwa kuwo, ungeniswe kuwo, ukhulunyelwe kuwo, ukhulunyelwe ngendimi phakathi kwawo, umbenyezelwe phakathi kwawo, uzalwa phakathi kwawo ngomoya ongcwele. Kunjalo. Qiniso.
Now we notice these things, trouble comes up all at once.
Manje siyananzelela lezi zinto, uhlupho luza khonapho.
Oh, the devil looked over and said, aha, they've gone off on a tantrum. They're just out there jumping up and down, shouting, having a big time. You know what? Right now's my time to sink them. I'll get even with them now.
Oh, udeveli wakhangela, futhi wathi, aha, sebe suke bahlanhlatha iganga. Baphandle lapho nje, beseqa phezulu laphansi, bememeza, besiba lesikhathi esikhulu. Liyazi ukuthini, khona manje, yiso isikhathi sami sokubagalulisa. Ngizakhwitshiza phezu kwabo khathesi.
So he raised up over the hill and began to blow his poison breath. Days of miracles is past. After all, I believe these people are just nervous. I think you ought to have a mental test before they take the foreign field.
Ngakho, waphakama phezu kwentaba. Futhi waqalisa ukuvuthela umoya wetshefu. Insuku zezimanga sezedlula. Phezu kwakho konke, ngiyakholwa abantu laba bethukile. Ngicabanga bafanele ukuba lokuhlolwa kwengqondo bengakayi enkundleni zabezizweni.
Pentecostals, uh-huh. These poison breath killing the word. Oh, I think it's something else. I believe it.
AmaPentecost. Mhm. Bona, umoya wakhe wetshefu ubulala ilizwi. Oh, ngicabanga ukuthi ngenye into ngiyakukholwa.
Going right straight back like all the rest of the denominations did, that's just exactly the road they're walking.
Bona, ubuyela khona nta emuva njengezinye zonke inhlangano zamasonto ezakwenzayo. Leyo yiyo kanye indlela abayihambayo.
Now, it kills it the very hour you organize it. That kills it. It always has. It always will. It'll never rise again. It's never been known in history.
Vazagu, iyakubulala. Lona kanye ihola likuhlela. Lokho kuyakubulala. Kuhlala kukubulala. Kuzahlala kukwenza. Akusoze kuvuke futhi. Akukaze kwenzakale embalini.
And this lady you see at church age, Christ was on the outside of the church knocking, trying to get in. And they just can't stand it. They can't listen to it.
Ukulesi sikhathi sebandla, lela udekiya, uKristu wayephandle kwebandla, eqoqoda, ezama ukungena phakathi. Futhi, abangeke bakumele, abangeke bakulalele.
Now we find the hour we're living, trouble is set in.
Manje siyathola. Ihola esiliphilayo uhlupho selungenile.
Then we begin to find out miracles isn't taking place no more like they were. The sick go home sick.
Futhi ke siyaqala ukuthola izimanga azisathathi ndawo njalo futhi njengalokho ezaziyikho abagulayo bahamba endlini begula.
It isn't because of God. It's because of the lack of the revival among the people. There's no revival.
Akusingenxa kaNkulunkulu ukungenxa yokuswelakala kwemvuselelo phakathi kwabantu. Akula mvuselelo.
They sat and listened, go home, say, well, I guess that was pretty good.
Bayahlala futhi balalele. Behambe endlini bethi, aw, ngiyacabanga lokho, bekukuhle.
There's not that zeal. There's not that something in the people that should be there.
Bona, akula lokho, ukuchiseka, akula leyo nto, ebantwini, leyo efanele ukuba ibe khona.
I remember 15 years ago here in Arkansas when I was having a little meeting up there at Jonesboro when about 40,000 people trying to attend this, come to a meeting at a city of about 15,000.
Ngiyakhumbula iminyaka elithumi lanhlanu eyadlulayo lapha eArkansas lapho engangilomhlangano omncinyane phezulu lapho eJonesboro lapho abantu abangaba inkulungwane ezine bezama ukuza kulokhu beza emihlanganweni edolobheni labaphose babe zinkulungwane ezilithumi lanhlanu.
And they laid under cotton trucks and everything else and whole papers or their sick children just to get inside.
40. Babelele phansi kwemota zochinda futhi lakho konke okunye futhi bathwale amaphepha phezu kwabantwana babo abagulayo ukuze bangene phakathi nje.
They sat in the seats and wouldn't leave day and night and have their loved ones to go get a hamburger and a bottle of pop and stay there day in, day out, day in, day out. Their hearts were burning on fire. Just the least little thing God did is set them afire and hundreds of them come in.
Vashala, ezihlalweni zabo, futhi bengasuki, imini lebusuku, futhi babela abathandekayo babo, ukuya badingela amahampeka, futhi lembodlela yokunathwayo futhi bahlale lapho ilanga liphuma lelanga lichona ilanga liphuma lelanga lichona inhliziyo zabo zazivutha ngomlilo into encinyane nje uNkulunkulu ayenzayo yayibabasela umlilo futhi amakhulu abo angena.
He's still the same God tonight that he was 15 years ago. He's still the same God tonight that he was when he created heaven.
Uloke sasengunkulunkulu ofanayo lobu busuku lo ayenguwe iminyaka elithumi lanhlanu eyedlulayo lokhe ngunkulunkulu ofanayo lobu busuku lo ayenguwe lapho edala amazulu lomhlaba.
What is it? We got all enthused and wanted to build up our organizations, wanted to build up this and build this and make something great and shiny, compare with the Joneses, with the Methodists, with the Baptists, with the Presbyterians. You're not of them. No, you're not.
Kodwa kuyini? Sonke sachiseka futhi safuna ukwakha izinhlanganiso zethu. Sasifuna ukwakha lokhu futhi sakhe lokhu. Njalo senze into enkulu futhi lecazimulayo. Sizilinganisa kanye labako Joneses, kanye lama Methodist, kanye lama Baptist, kanye lama Presbyterian. Galisibo babo. Achi galisibo.
There are denominational people which is all right. Nothing against them. There's plenty of fine Christians out among them. But you oughtn't to associate yourself in that unbelieving groups. People that deny the power thereof, you're not to take sides with them.
Ngabantu bezinhlanganiso zesonto, lokho kuhle, akulalutho lokumelana labo. Kugcwele amaKristu amahle phakathi kwabo. Kodwa akufanelanga uzihlanganise lalawo maqembu angakholwayo. Abantu abalandula amandla akho akumelanga uthathe uhlangothi labo.
You know the trouble of this, you're trying to get Hollywood in the church. The thing you ought to be trying to do is get Hollywood out of the church. You see?
Liyazi, uhlupho lwakho yilolu. Lizama ukungenisa iHollywood ebandleni. Into okumele libe lizama ukuyenza ikukhupha iHollywood phandle kwebandla. Liyabona?
You're trying to make your building so pretty. You're trying to make your denomination so big till it attract the attention of the people.
Lizama ukwenza isakhiwo senyu sibe sihle kakhulu. Lizama ukwenza inhlanganiso yesonto ibe nkulu kakhulu ize ikhange amehlo abantu.
We can't go over on their side. We got to have them on our side.
Asingeke siye nganeno ohlangothini lwabo. Umele sibe labo ohlangothini lwethu.
Everything shining. Remember, Hollywood glitters with worldliness while the gospel glows in humility.
Yonke into ikhazimula. Khumbula, iHollywood iyabenyezela ngezomhlaba lapho ivangeli likhazimula ngokuthobeka.
There's quite a difference between shining and glowing.
Kulomehluko othize phakathi kokucazimula lokukhanya.
The gospel glows in humility and meekness and humbleness and power.
Ivangeli likhanya ngokuthobeka futhi ngobumnene lokuzithoba lamandla.
While Hollywood shines and everybody hoorahing and hollering and going to it.
Lapho iHollywood iyacazimula futhi lo muntu wonke echaya impululu lokuklabalala futhi besiya kuyo.
See, we don't need that. We ought to live such life. He said, you are the salt of the earth. If the salt has lost its savior, that's its strength of the gospel.
Bona, asikudingi lokho. Sifuna ukuphila, ukukhanya okunjalo. Wathi, lilisawuto lomhlaba. Uba isawuto, selilahlekelwe ibumunyu balo. Yiwo amandla alo, evangelini.
We should have something moving in our churches that Methodists, Baptists, Presbyterians, and all of them long to come. We should be so salty. Salt makes thirst. Creates a thirst. Salt is the savior of the contacts. It's got to be contacted.
Kumele sibe lolunye ulutho oluhambayo emabandleni ethu ukuze amaMethodist, amaBaptist, amaPresbyterian futhi labo bonke bangafisa ukubuya. Kumele sibe lobumunyu. Isawuto liyaomisa, liyadala ukoma. Isawuto liyakuzwakala nxa lifakiwe. Kumele lifakwe.
We find out our great tantrums try to compare with the Methodists and Baptists of big buildings and big places and fine educated people and greater schools and bigger colleges and everything like that. We went off on a tantrum and your trouble is set in.
Futhi, siyathola ukuthi ukuhlanhlatha kwethu sizama ukuzilinganisa lama Methodist futhi lama Baptist kanye lezakhiwo ezinkulu futhi lendawo ezinkulu labantu abahle abafundileyo futhi lezikolo ezinhle lama college amakhulu futhi lakho konke okunjalo sisuke sahlanhlatha iganga futhi lapha odubo selungenile.
And the spiritual mind looks around and says, here, wait a minute here. Are we all going to have to take that ecumenical council? Will our whole group go into it?
40. Lengqondo kamoya iyakhangela lapho. 48. Lapha mana okomzuzu. Lapha sizafanele sithathe sonke leyo council yezenkolo. Iqembu lethu lonke lizangena phakathi kwakho.
Sure you're going. Exactly, you watch and see if you don't. The Bible said you would. Exactly, Christ would be on the outside.
Qiniso. Liyahamba ikho kanye ukhangele futhi ubone nqa ungasoze iBhayibheli lathi lizakwenza khona kanye futhi uKristu uza kuba ephandle.
The moon blacked itself out before the Pope, the first one ever went to Rome. The other night I was showing you a sign in the heavens, unpredicted, it did it. How the Lord is doing things to this day, marvelous.
Inyanga yazicitsha yodwa phambi kukaPapa okuqala owake waya eRoma ngobunye ubusuku ukutshengisa isibonakaliso emazulwini kungacatshangelwe kwakwenza ukuthi inkosi iyenza kanjani izinto kulolu suku uyamangalisa.
Then in this great hour of darkness, when there's there, the winds come up, all hopes of survival was gone.
Khona-ke kuleli hola elikhulu lobumnyama lapho bekhona lapho imimoya yabuya onke amathemba okuphepha haye ngasekho.
What are you going to do if your denomination goes into the ecumenical council?
Manje lizakwenzani nxa inhlanganiso yesonto yenu isiya kukhansili yezenkolo?
What's going to happen then to all of our great things that we built here on earth? The last hope gone.
Ukuyini okuzakwenzakala khona-ke kuzo zonke izinto zethu ezinkulu lezo esazakhayo lapha emhlabeni ithemba lokucina selingasekho.
But you know, as they were about to scream and all hopes is gone, they couldn't be saved. And all of a sudden, they seen him come walking on the water. In the hour of darkness, he came walking in.
Kodwa uyazi, lapho besahlaba umkhosi futhi amathemba onke engasekho, babengeke bophulwe futhi khonapho bambona ebuya ehamba phezu kwamanzi ngehola lobumnyama, wabuya ehamba phakathi.
You know what? When he left him, he knew that was going to happen. So he climbed the highest hill there was in the land. Higher up you go, further you can see. And he climbed up so he could watch him. You know,
uyazi ukuthini? Lapho ebachiya, wayekwazi ukuthi lokho kwakuza kwenzakala. Ngakho wakhwela intaba ende eyayikhona ezweni. Ukhwela usiya phezulu, ubona kude, futhi wakhwela phezulu ukuze abakhangele. Liyazi,
and he knew this was coming. He predicted this day to be here, as it was in the days of Sodom. So shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man, when the Son of Man is being revealed. Then the Son has to be revealed.
Futhi wayekwazi lokhu kwakusiza. Wabikezela ilanga leli ukuba lapha, njengoba kwakunjalo ngensuku zeSodoma. Kuza kuba njalo ekubuyeni kwendodana yomuntu, lapho indodana yomuntu isambulwa. Khona-ke indodana kumele yambulwe.
This wicked and adulterous generation will seek after a sign. It'll have a sign. It'll reject it as it did then. But it'll be the sign of the resurrection. He's still alive. Amen. Doing as he did.
Lesi isizukulwane esibi lesifebayo sizadinga isibonakaliso. Siza kuba lesibonakaliso. Siza kusiphika njengabakwenzayo kuqala. Kodwa siza kuba isibonakaliso sokuvuswa. Uloke ephila esenza njengalokho akwenzayo.
We find out that in this great hour, those disciples all in distress, he climbed up so he could watch them. He is sitting up there on the hill watching them.
Siyathola ukuthi kuleli hola elikhulu, labo bafundi bonke bekhathazekile, wakhwela phezulu ukuze abakhangele. Wayehlezi lapho eqaqeni ebakhangele.
And now he didn't climb a mountain this time, but he climbed from the grave, climbed through the air, beyond the moon, stars, till he went so high till he has to look down to see heaven.
Futhi manje, akazange akhwele intaba ngalesi isikhathi, kodwa wakhwela esuka ethuneni, wakhwela edlula emoyeni ngale kwenyanga, inkanyezi, kwaze kwathi wahamba phezulu kakhulu, kwaze kwathi akhangele phansi ukubona izulu.
And there he sits on high, his eyes on the sparrow, and I know he's watching us. He's a watching.
Futhi nangu, lapho ehlezi phezulu, manje ilihlo lakhe liphezu kwenkonjani, futhi ngiyazi usikhangele, ukhangele.
And right here in this hour of darkness, when the churches has all gone into great programs, and they got this program and that program, and all programmed out like the rest of churches are, the denominations.
Futhi khona lapha, eholeni lobumnyama, lapho amabandla, esengene enhlelweni, ezinkulu, futhi, valohlelo lolu, lohlelo loluyana, konke kuhlelwe, njengamanye amabandla wonke, inhlanganiso zamasonto.
What's happened? In the hour of darkness, when the real spiritual field people wonder, what's going to happen? Look at my children. The man said, look at my wife. Look at this.
Futhi, kwenzakalani eholeni lobumnyama, lapho abantu sibili, abagcwaliswe ngumoya, bemangala. Kuza kwenzakalani, khangela abantwana bami, indoda ithi, khangela umkami, khangela lokhu.
And they let out Wednesday night prayer meeting early so they can go watch We Love Susie or something like that on the television. Lovers of the world more than lovers of God. Acting like them.
Futhi, bayaphuma ngesonto kumbe ngomhlangano womthandazo wobusuku bangolwesithathu ngokuphangisa ukuze bahambe bayobukela uSiyamthanda uSusi kumbe enye into enjalo kuthelevishini. Abathandi bomhlaba ukwedlula ukuthanda uNkulunkulu besenza njengabo.
I told a lady the other day she's dressed so tight in her dress. I said, sister, that dress is too tight. It may not sound good for me to tell you that, but it is. You're a Christian. You make a stumbling block.
Ngatshela inina ngelinye ilanga wayegqoke isigqoko esibambayo. Ngathi, dadewethu, isigqoko leso siyabamba kakhulu. Kungeke kuzwakale kuhle kimi ukukutshela lokho, kodwa kunjalo ungumKristu futhi uzakwenza isikhubekiso.
She said, well, Brother Branham, you know what? She said, this is the only kind they make. I said, they still sell goods and they got sewing machines. There's no excuse.
Wathi, aw, mfowethu Branham, uyazi ukuthini? Wathi, lolu yilo lodwa uhlobo abalwenzayo. Ngathi, balokhu besathengisa amalembu, futhi bale mitshina yokuthunga. Akula kuzilandulela. Yebo.
Listen, let me tell you something, my dear friend. Not picking on you. No, sir, I'm trying to keep you out of the torment.
Lalela. Makuthi ngikutshele enye into, mngane wami othandekayo. Ngingadobhani lawe, hathi mnumzana. Ngizama ukukukhupha ebuhlungwini obukhulu.
As long as that spirit's in you, you're going to do it. That's right, you have to be born out of it.
Lapho kuphela, umoya lo ukuwe. Uzakwenza kunjalo. Kufanele uzalwe phandle kwakho.
You can suit yourself on that remark. But let me tell you something. See, what your heart is, there your treasure is also.
Manje, ungazilinganisa ngokwakho kuleso sitho. Kodwa makuthi ngikutshele olunye ulutho. Ubona, lokho inhliziyo yakho eyikho, lapho inotho yakho ekhona.
Let me tell you, you might be just as pure as a lily to your husband. You might be just as pure as a little young girl to your boyfriend, but someday God's going to make you answer for committing adultery. You're guilty when you dress like that.
Makuthi ngikutshele, ungaba msulwa njengeluba endodeni yakho, futhi ungaba msulwa njengeluba ntombazana kulo ijaha lakho, kodwa ngolunye usuku uNkulunkulu uzakwenza uphendule ngokwenza ubufebe ulecala. Lapho ugqoka njengalokho.
Jesus said, whosoever looketh upon a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart.
UJesu wathi, loba ngubani okhangela owesifazana ukuba amkhanuke usevele wenza ubufebe laye enhlizweni yakhe.
And when that man has to answer the sinner for looking upon you for committing adultery, who presented it to him?
Futhi lapho indoda leyo kufanele iphendule lezo soni ngokukukhangela ngokwenza ubufebe ngubani owakuletha kuye.
Thank God, you Pentecostal women, shame on you. Shame on you.
Ucabangi lina bafazi bePentecost, ihlazo kini. Bona, ihlazo kini.
I love you. That's the reason I'm saying that. Love is corrective.
Ngiyalithanda, yiso isizathu ngikhuluma lokho. Uthando liyaqondisa.
We're on a great tantrum, a great dress tantrum. It's just like fashion, like the world. He said, love not the world or the things of the world. If you do, the love of God's not even in you.
Sisekuhlanhlatheni okukhulu, ukuhlanhlatha kwesigqoko okukhulu, kunjenge futhi kwafanekiswa njenge ngomhlaba. Wathi, lingathandi umhlaba kumbe izinto zomhlaba. Nxa likwenza, uthando lukaNkulunkulu alukho ngitshola kuwe.
I don't care how much you speak in tongues, jump and down, dance, cut hair, wear dresses like that new man permitted. Your own fruits tell you where you're at. Exactly right.
Angilandaba ukuthi ukhuluma ngendimi okunganani, useqa phezulu laphansi, udanse, ugele inwele, ugqoke izigqoko ezinjengalokho. Lina madoda liyakuvumela, izithelo zakho ziyakutshela lapho okhona. Lokhu yikho kanye.
No wonder we're such a chaos as we are, and the winds of communism, the winds of churchism, the winds of ecumenical organization.
Akumangalisi sisekudidekeni njengoba sinjalo futhi lemimoya yesikhomanisi imimoya yobusonto imimoya yenhlanganiso yomanyano.
It's a joining time, a unionizing time. The unions are unionizing labor, fussing about it.
Ugoye isikhathi sokujoyina isikhathi sokumanyanisa abezinhlanganiso bamanyanisa izisebenzi beqabana ngakho.
The nations have the United Nations, you're uniting.
Izizwe zile zizwe ezimanyeneyo ziyabambana.
The churches are uniting together. What's it all showing?
Amabandla ayabambana ndawonye. Kutshengisani?
It's showing that Christ and the bride is fixing to unite. That's what it's speaking of. All these shadows of things are showing the positive coming.
Kuyatshengisa ukuthi uKristu lo mlobokazi balungela ukubambana. Yikho lokho okukhuluma ngakho. Zonke izithunzi zezinto zitshengisa ukubuya okuhle.
Watch now as we close, cause I'm getting too late.
Khangelani manje lapho sivala ngoba sengiphuza sibili.
And now notice, in that great hour when all hope was gone of survival, they seen somebody come walking on the water, walking up.
Futhi manje nanzelela kulelo hola elikhulu lapho ithemba lonke selihambile lokusindisa babona omunye esiza ehamba emanzini ebalanda.
And the thing, the sad part, listen close, the only thing that could help them, they was afraid of it.
Yeah, right.
They said, look, spirity. It might be a spirit.
40. Into, indawo elusizi, lalelisisani. Into eyodwa, eyayingabasiza. Babe esaba, bathi, ukukhanyeleka sasipoko. Kungaba yikho, uyazi, umoya.
If that hasn't happened to you,
uba kungenzakalanga lokho njalo.
They're afraid of it. They're afraid of fortune telling. They're afraid of some kind of a devil power. When Jesus said it would happen in this day.
Vaya kwesaba khona. Vesaba ukubhula. Vayesaba okunye. Kohlobo lwamandla kadeveli. Lapho uJesu wathi kuzakwenzakala ngalolo suku.
The only thing that can help them is Jesus Christ. Not another denomination, not all of them joining together. That's just going to make it worse than ever. The only thing that can help you is Jesus Christ.
Into kuphela engabasiza nguJesu Kristu. Hathi eyinye inhlanganiso yesonto. Hathi bona bonke bejoinana ndawonye. Lokho kuzakwenza kube kubi ngokudlulisileyo. Into kuphela engakusiza nguJesu Kristu.
And when he promised to return in the last days in this form and do this promise, and just like before the promised son returned to Abraham, the first seed, the royal seed of Abraham, Jesus would say, would see the same thing.
Futhi lapho ethembisa ukuphenduka ensukwini zokugcina kulesi simo, futhi enze lokhu athembisa njengaphambi kwendoda eyathenjiswayo ibuyela ku-Abrahama, imbewu yokuqala, imbewu yobukhosi ka-Abrahama. UJesu wayeza wathi lizabona into efanayo.
Before the promised son, God would manifest himself in flesh and do exactly like Jesus did, like he said he'd do, it's like that would be done in the last days.
Phambilini kwendodana ethenjisiweyo uNkulunkulu wayezazibonakalisa ngokwakhe enyameni, futhi enze khona kanye njengalokho uJesu akwenzayo, njengoba watsho akuthi uzakwenza njengalokho okwatshiwoyo ukuthi kwezakwenziwa ensukwini zokugcina.
And here are almost promises that we can lay them out by dozens right here before you that this is supposed to take place.
Futhi lapha zonke lezi zithembiso esingazibeka sobala ngamadazeni khona lapha phambili kwenu ukuthi lokhu kufanele kuthathe indawo.
And the churches which ought to be with arms out to receive it I'm a little afraid of that. It don't belong to our group, see.
Futhi lamabandla okumele abe lengalo zabo zeluliwe ukukwamukela ngilokwesaba kancinyane ngalokho akusikho kweqembu lethu bona.
And they're scared of it. The only thing that can bring them to Christ is Christ himself. And they're afraid that it's scary.
Futhi bayakwesaba khona into kuphela engabaletha kuKristu ngoKristu ngokwakhe. Futhi bayesaba ukuthi kuyesabisa.
Oh, I don't know. That might be spirited. You see, I don't know about it. A scared of the only thing that can help me.
Oh, angikwazi. Lokho kungabe kusasipoko. Liyabona. Futhi angikwazi lutho. Mayelana ngakho. Babe sesaba into kuphela. Leyo engabanceda.
And in a dark hour of distress, those elected church, that group's sitting out there, scared that it might be spooky, they didn't want to have nothing to do with it. Then come that sweet boy, be not afraid, in his eye.
40. Kulelo hola elimnyama lokukhathazeka labo ibandla elikhethiweyo iqembu lelo elihlezi phandle lapho basesaba ukuthi kungabe kuyisipoko babengafuni ukuba lolutho lokwenza lakho. Khona ke kwabuya lelo lizwi elimnandi lingesabi koyemi.
He is the word, isn't he? He never changes to be the word.
Olelizwi gayisilo na akaguquki ukuba lilizwi.
Now can't you hear the word say tonight? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Be not afraid. It is I.
Manje alizwa ilizwi lisithi lobu busuku ungofanayo izolo namuhla lanini nini lingesabi kuyimi.
Let us bow our heads.
Asikhothamiseni amakhanda ethu.
Heavenly Father, the evening is hot. The hours are dark. The fire is gone from the altar. You're gleaning across the field.
Baba osezulweni, intambama iyachisa, amahola amnyama, ukuthi umlilo usucitshile elathini. Uyavuna ensimini yonke.
He said the kingdom is like unto a man that took a net and went to the sea, cast it in, and when he brought it out, the kingdom was like that.
Wathi, umbuso unjengomuntu lo owathatha imbule futhi waya elwandle waliphosela phakathi futhi lapho elikhuphela phandle umbuso wawunjengalokho.
Lord God, someday that last fish that's in that water, you said they've taken all kinds.
Nkosi, Nkulunkulu, ngolunye usuku, leyo nhlanzi yokucina, leyo esemanzini lawo, wathi, wathatha inhlobo zonke.
That gospel net catches all kinds. It caught turtles, crawfish, spiders, serpents, scavenger fish.
Lelo mbule, levangeli, libamba inhlobo zonke, libamba ofudu bolwandle, inkala, izayobe, inyoka, inhlanzi, ezidla konke.
We don't know what it catches, but there was some fish there you were after. You're the one that's a judge.
Kasikwazi, elikubambayo, kodwa, kwakulezi nhlanzi lapho, owawuzidinga, nguwe lowo, ongumahluleli.
But we realize quickly, the turtle, the crawfish, and all get back to the mud hole again. Back to the waters.
Kodwa siyananzelela, masinyane, ufudu lolwandle, inkala, lakho konke, kubuyela emlindini, wodaka njalo, kubuyele emanzini.
But someday that last fish that's ordained, predestined to come, that last part of the body will be drawn out of that lake.
Kodwa ngolunye usuku leyo nhlanzi yokucina egcotshiweyo emiselwe ngaphambili ukubuya leyo ngxenye yokucina yomzimba izakhutshwa phandle kwalelo chibi.
He threw out a net in the days of Luther, Wesley, Alexander Campbell, John Smith, Calvin, Knox, Finney, Sankey, so forth. In the Pentecostal age, the days of F.F. Bosworth and Prochum and those great men.
Waphosela phandle imbule ngezinsuku zikaLuther, lo Wesley, uAlexander Campbell, uJohn Smith, Calvin, Knox, Finney, Sankey, lokunjalo esikhathini sePentecost, izinsuku zika F.F. Bosworth, lo Frenchman, lawo amadoda amakhulu.
He threw out nets in the days of Billy Sunday, on down through the age.
Waphosela phandle amambule ngezinsuku zika Billy Sunday, khona kusehla ngesikhathi.
Now you're still combing through the sea. Is there one of them sitting here tonight, Lord?
Futhi manje ulokhu ukhukhula elwandle, kungaba lomunye wabo ohlezi lapha lobu busuku, Nkosi.
If it is, may they be like that little woman at the well, even in her prostituted state, she still recognized that you was the Messiah. She saw that sign, and that was it.
Uba kuyikho makuthi babe njengalo owesifazana omncinyane emthonjeni lasesimweni sakhe sobuhule, wayelokhu ekunanzelela ukuthi wena wawungumesiya. Wabona leso sibonakaliso, lokho kwakuyikho.
She said, I perceive your prophet. She had no idea that it could be Messiah.
Wathi, ngiyabona ukuthi ungumprofeti. Wayengelamqondo ukuthi kungaba ngumesiya.
She said, we are looking for a Messiah, in other words. We know when the Messiah cometh, he'll tell us these things. You said, I'm he. That was it.
Wathi, sidinga umesiya. Ngamanye amazwi, siyakwazi lapho umesiya esiza. Uza sitshela izinto lezi. Futhi wathi, nginguye. Kwaba yikho.
Now tonight, Lord, let them see that it is I. Be not afraid, it's my promise.
Manje, lobu busuku, Nkosi, makuthi bakubone lokho, kuyimi, lingesabi, kuyisithembiso sami.
Heal the sick, Lord, save the lost. Fill the empty.
Silisa abagulayo, Nkosi, sindisa abalahlekileyo, gcwalisa abangela lutho.
May we go away tonight and say within our hearts as we go away like those who came from Emmaus, did not our hearts burn within us? As he ministered to us tonight in the building, his divine presence.
Makuthi sihambe lobu busuku futhi sithi ngaphakathi kwenhliziyo zethu lapho sihamba njengalabo ababuya bevela e-Emawusi, inhliziyo zethu kazivuthanga ngaphakathi kwethu lapho echumayela kithi ebusuku esakhiweni ubukho bakhe bobuNkulunkulu.
How they knew it was you. They invited you in and their eyes come open.
Baba kwazi kanjani ukuthi kwakunguwe, bakunxusa phakathi futhi amehlo abo avuleka.
May every one of us tonight invite you in. If we don't understand it, may we invite you in anyhow. That's the only way you can reveal yourself.
Makuthi wonke munye wethu lobu busuku akunxuse phakathi. Nxa singakuzwisisi, masikunxuse phakathi kungenani. Yo indlela kuphela ongazembula ngayo ngokwakho.
And we notice the way you revealed yourself after your resurrection, you did something in the same manner you did before your crucifixion.
Futhi siyananzelela indlela owazambula ngokwakho emva kokuvuka kwakho. Wenza enye into ngendlela efanayo owayenzayo ngaphambileni kokubethelwa kwakho.
Now come tonight, Lord. You said you was the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do again for us like you did in the days when you stood here in flesh on the earth.
Manje, vuya lobu busuku, Nkosi. Wena wathi wawunguye ofanayo izolo lamuhla lanini nini. Senzele njalo thina njengalokho owakwenzayo ezinsukwini lapho umile lapha enyameni emhlabeni.
We'll go home lighthearted like those. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Sizakuya ngekhaya inhliziyo zilula njengalabo ebizweni lika Jesu siyakhuleka. Amen.
Now in the service tonight, I know it's awfully warm and we got 20 minutes to get out in time.
Manje enkonzweni lobu busuku ngiyazi kuyakhudumala kakhulu futhi silemizuzu engamachumi amabili ukuthi siphume ngesikhathi.
I can't stop or hinder the things that I do. I'm drove by something I always have been all my life and it's always been right.
Angikwanisi ukumisa kumbe ukuvimba izinto engizenzayo. Ngifuqwa ngolunye ulutho. Ngivele nginjalo impilo yami yonke futhi kuhlezi kuqondile.
It's never told me nothing but what was in the Bible. I can't stop it. I can't do nothing about it. It just does it anyhow.
Akukaze kungitshele lutho kodwa lokho okuseBhayibhelini. Angikwanisi ukukumisa. Angikwanisi ukwenza ulutho ngakho. Kuyakwenza nje kungenani.
And I'm sure if I'm obedient, there is somebody that needs it. And I'll be faithful.
Futhi ngileqiniso nga ngilalela kwakulomuntu lo okufunayo futhi ngizathembeka.
And that day I want to, like the great St. Paul said, no man's blood's on my hand. I want to tell you the truth, not as I love you.
Futhi kulolo suku ngifuna ukuthi njengomkhulu uPauli ongcwele wathi akulagazi lomuntu elisezandleni zami. Ngifuna ukulitshela iqiniso hathi njenge ngiyalithanda.
If you had a little boy now, I think of it, lady, you that I scolded a while ago, you sisters with bob hair and things.
Futhi nga wawulomfana omncinyane manje cabanga ngakho nina wena engikuthethisileyo isikhatshana esidlulileyo lina bodade elilenwele ezigeliweyo lezinto.
If you had a little boy sitting out on the street and he said, Junior dear, you better come in dear, it might be, I don't know, they'll probably drive around you.
Uba nyi, nga kade ulomfana omncinyane ehlezi phandle esitaladeni futhi wathi, Junior sithandwa, kungcono ungene phakathi sithandwa. Kungaba njalo, angikwazi mhlawumbe bazatshayela bekukhekheleza.
You don't love that child. Right. You'll get out there and shut the hide off of him or make him come in.
Amen.
That's right. You love him.
Awumthandi lo mntwana. Kunjalo uyaphuma phandle lapho futhi uhlubule isikhumba siphume kuye. Kumbe umenze angene phakathi. Kunjalo uyamthanda.
That's the way the gospel is. God loves you. And those that he loves, he chastens and rebukes. Every child that comes to him.
Yiyo indlela ivangeli elihilo uNkulunkulu uyakuthanda futhi labo abathandayo uyalaya lokukhuza wonke umntwana oza kuye.
If you can't stand chastisement, you go away and get angry about it, then you're illegitimate children and not the children of God. So just remember, it's just the scripture.
Uba ungakwanisi ukumela ukulaywa uyasuka uhambe futhi uzonde mayelana ngakho lakho ke lingabantwana abazelwe ngokungekho emthethweni alisibo abantwana bakaNkuluNkulu. Ngakho khumbula nje kungumbhalo nje.
Now a word from him, one word will mean more than I could say a million lifetimes. It's him.
Manje ilizwi elivela kuye, ilizwi elilodwa liza kutsho okunengi kulalokho engingakutsho izikhathi zempilo ezikasigidi. Kunguye.
We know his promise. We know what he promised to do.
Siyasazi isithembiso sakhe. Siyakwazi lokho athembisa ukukwenza.
Now, I don't know whether it will from the... Did he give our card to get? Did you give our card to get?
Manje, angikwazi kumbe siza kusukela Uke wanikeza amakhadi njalo. Uke wanikeza amakhadi lamuhla. Yego yini? Jay, kulungile.
All right, to save time, let's just start from number 1. Now they're probably all over the building. Jay number 1.
Kulungile. Ukugcina isikhathi. Akasiqaleni kusukela kunombolo yokuqala. Manje mhlawumbe base sakhiweni sonke. Jay inombolo yokuqala.
And now we got some stragglers. We started from one time from this and the other time some back and forth and around, but we got them straggling around here.
Futhi manje silasaleleyo ngemuva. Saqala kusukela kuleyi eyokuqala, kusukela kuleyi isikhathi esedlulisileyo, okunye emuva laphambili, futhi landawo yonke, kodwa sikwenze kwasalela ngemuva ngalapha.
But every people that comes in every day has a chance to come up into the line.
Kodwa abantu bonke abangena phakathi nsuku zonke balethuba lokungena emzileni.
I don't mean because you're here. How many knows in this meeting there's been nearly twice as many healed out in the audience as there was healed up here? Sure, you know.
Lokho akutsho ukuthi ngoba ulapha bangaki abakwaziyo ukulumhlangano ukuphose kufike abaphindwe kabili ngobunengi abasiliswayo phakathi kwabalaleli njengabasiliswayo phezulu lapha qiniso liyakwazi.
See, a prayer card is just simply to get the people up here, get the Holy Spirit among them. So you're used to doing that.
Bona ikhadi lokukhulekelwa akalula nje yikuletha abantu phezulu lapha ungenise umoya ongcwele phakathi kwabo njengoba uvame ukukwenza lokho.
We don't even have to have it right now. We can omit the prayer cards.
Asidingi lokuba lakho khathesi. Singeqa amakhadi okukhulekelwa.
Just like we did last night. We never had prayer cards last night.
Njengalokho esikwenzileyo ubusuku obedluleyo. Asizange sibe lamakhadi okukhulekelwa ubusuku obedluleyo.
Holy Spirit went out among them that didn't have prayer cards.
Umoya ongcwele wahamba phakathi kwabo labo ababengela amakhadi okukhulekelwa.
And I've seen many things I didn't say nothing about because I didn't know whether it was sore or not. I still held dark over them. I just let it alone.
Futhi ngibone izinto eziningi engingakhulumanga lutho ngazo ngoba bengingazi loba kwakunjalo kumbe hatshi. Kwakulokhu kumnyama phezu kwabo futhi ngakuchiya kunjalo.
I didn't know it wouldn't do no good to call him. Whatever he says is right. So listen to what he said.
Angizange ngibe kwazi. Kwakungasoze kwenze kuhle ukubabiza. Loba yini akuchoyo kuqondile. Ngakho lalela lokho akuchoyo.
Now, did you say that with Jay? Jay, number one? Jay, number one, who has a prayer card? Raise up your hand.
Manje. Lithelo bekungo Jay. Jay, inombolo yokuqala. Jay, inombolo yokuqala. Ngubani olekhadi lokukhulekelwa? Phakamisa isandla sakho.
You must be mistaken, son. Must be someone. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, way back against the wall in the back. Come up here, lady.
Ufanele ube uphambanisile, ndodana. Kumele kube yi. Oh, ngiyaxolisa. Oh, emuva lapho, emdulweni ngemuva. Buya phezulu lapha nina.
They just bring these cards down now, the boy, Brother Borders or Billy One, sometimes both of them, mix those cards up before you, and then give you your card, whatever you want.
Vayaleta, amakhadi lawa, phansi khathesi, umfana, umfowethu Borders, kumbe uBilly, oyedwa, kwezinye izikhathi, bonke bobabili, bayahlanganisa amakhadi lawo phambi kwenu. Futhi ke balinike ikhadi lakho loba yini okufunayo.
We don't know, there's this one might get number 5 and that get number 7, this get number 15, that 95, and we don't know.
Asikwazi nje baphongu lowo angathola inombolo lesihlanu, futhi lowana athole inombolo lesikhombisa, lowo athole inombolo lechumi lanhlanu, futhi lowana amachumi ayisifica munwe munye lanhlanu. Futhi kasikwazi.
And then again, when I come, I just, wherever it lays up on my heart, I call from there, no matter where it's at.
Futhi-ke, njalo, lapho ngibuya, ngiya loba ngapi, okubekwa khona inhliziyo yami, ngibiza kusukela lapho kungenani, ukuthi kungapi.
If I say, sometimes I count how many is in a row, and divide it by the ones on this row and get an answer, see?
Ngiya, nje, nga ngisithi. Kwezinye izikhathi ngiyabala ukuthi bangaki edwendweni futhi ngikugabanise ngalaba abakulolu dwendwe futhi ngithole impendulo uyabona futhi ke nga ngingakwenzi ngani nje ngiya loba yini okubuyayo engqondweni yami kuqala ngiyabiza
number 1 J number 2 Number two, number three, number four, number five, number six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Let them come see. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. That's good. That's the way. Come right.
Inombolo yakuqala. J. Inombolo yesibili. Inombolo yesibili. Inombolo yesithathu. Inombolo yesine. Inombolo yesihlanu. Inombolo yesithupha. Yesikhombisa isificamino embili isificamino emunye ichumi mababuye bona kunye kubili kuthathu kune kuhlanu kuyisithupha kuyisikhombisa kuyisificamino embili kuyisificamino emunye kulechumi lokho kuhle iyo indlela buyani kuhle
wait one went the other way
Manini okuqala uhambe ngenye indlela kade ngi okuqala owesibili owesithathu owesine owesihlanu owesithupha owesikhombisa owesificamino embili owesificamuno emunye kunjalo manje lapha nanku lapha ichumi ukulungile
11 12 13 14 15 that's five more 1 2 3 4 5 good that's good
Ichumi lanye, ichumi lambili, ichumi lantathu, ichumi lane, ichumi lanhlanu, labo ngabanye abahlanu, kunye kubili kuthathu, kune kuhlanu, okulungile, lokho kuhle.
16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4. Only see 4.
Ichumi lesithupha. Ichumi lesikhombisa, ichumi lesificamino embili, ichumi lesificamino emunye, amachumi amabili. Ukunye, ukubili, ukuthathu, ukune. Ngibona abane kuphela.
20 to 20 answer. All right.
Amachumi amabili, amachumi amabili. Uphendulile na? Kulungile.
We don't want to get too many stand at once. Now if we get through these this early enough, we go for some more.
Manje. Asifuni ukuba simise abaningi kakhulu sikhathi sinye manje nxa siqeda ngalaba futhi siphangise okweneleyo siza kuya kwamanye amaningi
you know, maybe we, let's try a few more let's try five more 21 to 25 in the J's let them stand if you will 21 to 25
gasibizi mhlawumbe si gasizameni amanye amalutshwane asizameni Amanye, amahlanu. Amachumi amabili lanye, kusiya kumachumi amabili lanhlanu, kubo J. Gabasukume, ngalithanda. Amachumi amabili lanye, kusiya kumachumi amabili lanhlanu.
One, two, three, way back in the back, four. One, two, three, four, that's five, okay. Now let's just stop, there's 25 in the line, and they're lining them up down here.
Ugunye, ugubili kutatu. Konale emuva kune kunye kubili kuthathu kune lokho kuhlanu kuhle manje asimeni lapho kulamachumi amabili lanhlanu emzileni futhi va bayafola phezulu kusehla lapha
Now I'm going to ask you one favor will you give me your undivided give God your undivided attention for the next 15-16 minutes, will you do that?
Manje, ngizacela ukwenzelwa into eyodwa lingangipha okugcweleyo kwenu. Phanini uNkulunkulu ukulalela kwenu okugcweleyo okwemzuzu elandelayo elithumi lanhlanu elithumi lesithupha. Lingakwenza lokho.
And will you do this? Open up your heart. I remember what I said. Don't let it go over your back like water falling on a duck's back, as the old saying is. Don't do that. Consider this.
40. Lingakwenza lokho. Vula inhliziyo yakho. Manje, khumbula lokho engikukhulumileyo. Ungakuvumeli kukweqa. Njengamanzi ewela emhlane wedada. Njengesitho sakudala esikutshoyo. Ungakwenzi lokho. Ukunakaneni lokho.
If I tell you anything is not in the scripture and a promise for the hour, you're duty bound. See the manager here and come tell me about it. That's right.
Uba ngilitshela olunye ulutho olungekho embhalweni futhi lesithembiso sehola ulomlandu ukuthi ubone umphathi lapha futhi ubuye ungitshele ngakho kunjalo. Angifundisi lutho kodwa lokho okuselizweni.
And if I stay right with that word, and if I say it's that way, and God, it isn't in the Bible, if the angel of the Lord told me something wasn't in the Bible, it wouldn't be the angel of the Lord. Right.
Futhi nga ngingahlala kanye lalelo lizwi futhi nga ngingathi kungaleyo ndlela futhi uNkulunkulu ukuseBhayibhelini uba ingilosi yenkosi ingangitshela olunye ulutho olwalungekho eBhayibhelini kuyabe kungayisiyo ingilosi yenkosi kunjalo.
He's never one time told me anything but what was in that word and you bear me record.
Akazake ngitsho lasikhathi sinye angitshele olunye ulutho kodwa lokho okwakuselizwini lelo futhi liyangifakazela.
He's never said one thing out of the hundreds of thousands and thousands and the languages of the world has he ever one time said anything wrong or said anything that didn't come to pass.
Akazake acho into eyodwa phakathi kwamakhulu ezinkulungwane lezinkulungwane lezindimi zomhlaba sowake lasikhathi sinye wakhuluma ulutho olungayisilo kumbe akhulume ulutho olungazange lugcwaliseke.
Listen, ask the manager name here. This what you all see here is the amateur side of that. Is that right, brother?
Lalelani buzani umphathi futhi labo lapha lokhu elikubonayo lonke lapha ngokuncane kwecele lalokho ukuqondile lokho na bazalwane.
Well, out there and out in the private life where he says go down to this place and see this and this will come to pass and say this over here down there, it's just constantly all the time, see, year in and out.
Ngani phandle lapho futhi laphandle empilweni efihlakeleyo lapho athi khona hamba phansi endaweni leyi futhi ubone lokhu futhi lokhu ukuzagcwaliseka futhi ukhulume lokhu phansi lapha kokuphela nje isikhathi sonke bona umnyaka uqala futhi uphela.
The people in the audience just sees the little thing.
Abantu kubalaleli babona izinto ezincinyane.
But now, if you be reverent,
kodwa khathesi nxa lingahlonipha.
Now, is everybody in this prayer line standing here, strangers to me, raise up your hand if you are. Right?
Manje, ngabe umuntu wonke okulowo umzila wokukhulekelwa emile lapha esingazaniyo phakamisani izandla zenu nxa singazani kulungile.
How many out there is knows that I don't know nothing about you? Raise up your hand. Now, well, thank you.
Bangaki phandle lapho abakwaziyo ukuthi kangazi lutho mayelana ngawe phakamisa isandla sakho manje lapho ngiyabonga.
I don't care where you are, if you're up in the balcony back against the wall down to here wherever you are, I'm going to.
Angilandaba ukuthi ungapi nxa uphezulu kubhalikhoni emuva emdulwini phansi kudlula lapha loba ngapi okhona ngiza ku.
This is for your good. This is for your benefit. See, this is for your benefit.
Manje lokhu kuhle kini, lokhu kulusizo lwenu. Bona lokhu ukungokosizo lwenu.
I thought that's my little grandson talking to me. But it wasn't. I got a little grandson in here somewhere tonight, just about that side, and I thought of little Paul.
Bengicabanga ukuthi lo kwakungumzukulu wami okade ekhuluma lami khona manje, kodwa bekungayisuye ngilomzukulu omncane lapha kwenye indawo lobu busuku ongaba ngako. Futhi bengicabanga ukuthi kwakungupawulu omncinyane.
He always said he's going to come stand on a platform preach for me, and just not quite 2 years old.
Uhlezi esithi uzabuya ame lapha kuplatform angichumayelele futhi akala minyaka emibili ubudala. Ngicabanga ukuthi lo mfana omncinyane udinga umamakhe.
So remember, I'm trying to help you. God knows that. I'm trying to help you.
Ngakho khumbulani, ngizama ukulisiza. Ngi uNkulunkulu uyakwazi lokho. Ngizama ukulisiza. Bona.
Now, look, I want you to get the benefit if he does come among us.
Manje, khangela, ngifuna ukuthi lincedakale nxa engabuya phakathi kwethu.
I think of the person of Jesus Christ working in flesh like he promised he would do in the land. How many knows he promised that?
Manje, cabanga ngakho. Ubuntu buka Jesu Kristu busebenza enyameni njengalokho wathembisa ukuthi uzakwenza ekugcineni. Bangaki abakwaziyo ukuthi wakuthembisa lokho.
Just as it was down there at Sodom when that angel with his back turned, that was God.
Njengalokho okwakuyikho phansi lapho eSodoma, lapho ingilosi kanye lomhlane wakhe ufulathele, futhi lo kwakunguNkulunkulu.
You believe that was God? How many believes that was God? Sure it was. The Bible said it was. And Jesus referred to it.
Liyakholwa ukuthi lo kwakunguNkulunkulu. Bangaki abakholwayo ukuthi lo kwakunguNkulunkulu? Qiniso, kwakunguye. IBhayibheli lathi kwakunguye. Futhi yena uJesu wakhuluma ngakho.
Now notice. Now you out there without a prayer card, I want you to do something for me. Wherever you are.
Manje, nanzelelani. Manje, wena phandle lapho, ongela khadi lomkhuleko, ngifuna ukuthi ungenzele olunye ulutho, loba ngapi okhona.
I remember, these things, watch what it tells you you're healed, or what it tells you to do, watch what it says.
Manje, kumbula, izinto lezi, khangela lapho kukutshela ukuthi, usilisiwe, ukumbe lokho, okukutshela ukuthi ukwenze, khangela lokho okukutshoyo.
If it just tells you, that's to build your faith. And then when your faith comes to a spot, you just reach out and accept God.
Nxa kukutshela nje, lokho yikwakha ukholo lwakho. Futhi ke, lapho ukholo lwakho lufika endaweni, wena finyelela lapho, wamukele uNkulunkulu.
It isn't me, because the Heavenly Father knows. I look down this line here. I don't see one person that I know.
Gaisimi, ngoba ubaba osezulwini uyakwazi. Ngiyakhangela phansi emzileni. Lo lapha angiboni muntu oyedwa lo engimaziyo.
I can see about 2 or 3 people in the whole audience that I know. Now, I don't know us right now. I can say show one.
Angiboni kodwa phose abantu abangaba babili kumbe abathathu ukubalaleli bonke labo engibaziyo. Futhi angikwazi njenga khona khathesi ngingatsho ngitshengise oyedwa.
I know that Edwin Wade was here a few minutes before. I thought I seen him and I missed.
Ngiyakwazi ukuthi uEdmund Wade kade elapha imizuzu edlulileyo. Ngicabange ukuthi ngimbonile futhi ngikhuthile.
If I'm not mistaken, I do see somebody I know. Is a man and his wife and a little girl named Fritzinger from up in Ohio.
Uva ngingaphambanisi, ngiyabona umunye umuntu engimaziyo, indoda lomkakhe, lenkazana encinyane okuthiwa nguFritz Enger, ovela phezulu eOhio.
Is that, are you brother, brother Fritz Enger? You're sitting kind of in a little loop with it. That's brother and sister Fritz Enger from Ohio, friends of mine.
Ngabe lo kungu ngabe kungumfowethu umfowethu Frisenga ohlezi sengathi ukhokhobele kancinyane lapho lo ngumfowethu lo dadewethu Frisenga abavela eOhio abangane bami.
And outside that, sitting back there is a, I see on the side over here, is an old man going on 92 years old by the name of William Dow. He and his wife, she's a nurse.
Futhi, ngaphandle kwalokho, ohlezi emuva lapho, ngibona ngaseceleni ngapha, indoda endala, eyakumachumi ayisificamunwemunye, lambili iminyaka yobudala, ngebizo lokuthi William Dow. Yena lomkakhe ungumongikazi.
William Dow in Ohio, a very personal friend of mine. Not long ago, he had 91 years old, had a complete heart failure, heart attack, and his wife called me to come at once. He was dying right then.
William Dow, eOhio, umngane wami sibili, kungasikude. Wayele iminyaka engamachumi eyisificamunwemunye lanye obudala. Waye lokwehluleka kwenhliziyo ukuma kwenhliziyo futhi umkakhe wangibiza ukubuya khona ngokuphangisa waye sesifa khonapho.
He's been such a bosom friend to me.
Futhi ngo kade engumngane wami omkhulu wesifuba kimi.
On my road up the scene, I was worried and I stopped and one of my wheels got out of line and it's cutting the tire to pieces. And I went in the Texaco station, got some gasoline, come out, looked at it.
Endleleni yami ukuyambona ngangikhathazekile futhi ngama futhi elinye lamavili ami laphuma emzileni laliquma nje amavili ami abe iziqephuqephu futhi ngahamba esitishini seTexaco ngathenga amafutha okuhambisa imoto futhi baphuma phandle bayikhangela.
I looked up and I see Brother Dow walking down to my church shaking my hand. I said, praise the Lord.
Futhi ngakhangela phezulu futhi ngabona umfowethu Dow ehamba ebandleni lami eqhawula isandla sami ngathi dumisa inkosi.
I looked back this way, here he come down the street and shook my hand. I went to him.
Futhi ngakhangela emuva ngalindela futhi nango esehla phansi esitaladeni futhi waqhawula isandla sami ngahamba kuye.
I seen his doctor, a young Jew or middle-aged man, Jewish man, and I said, what about him, doctor?
Ngabona udokotela wakhe umjuda omncinyane kumbe indoda eleminyaka ephakathi laphakathi indoda engumjuda futhi ngathi unjani yena dokotela.
Said he hasn't even got a fighting chance. Said he's under that oxygen tent. Said he'll die right there. He said, remember, he's 91 years old.
Wathi akala ngitsho lethuba lokulwa wathi uphansi kwetende lomoya wokuphefumula wathi uza kufa khona lapho wathi khumbula oleminyaka engamachumi ayisificamunwemunye lanye ubudala.
I said, yes sir. Said, he's complete heart failure, nothing can be done. Said, it's time to go. And I said, yes sir, but he ain't going. That's all.
Ngathi yebo mnumzana wathi kuyikwehluleka kwenhliziyo okupheleleyo akulalutho olungenziwa wathi soko isikhathi sokuhamba futhi ngathi yebo mnumzana kodwa hachi akahambi yikho kuphela.
I wanted to put my hand on the tent. I said, Brother Dow, can you hear me? He looked up at me.
Ngangena phakathi ngafaka isandla sami phansi kwetente ngathi mfowethu Dow uyangizwa na wakhangela phezulu kimi.
Not really in his name, he's a German, D-A-U-G-H, and I was pronounced it Dow.
Manje, sibili, ebizweni lakhe, ungumjemeni, D-A-U-G-H, futhi, ngikubiza ngokuthi, Dow.
And I put my hand under the tent, and I said, you hear me, Brother Dow? I said, yeah. I said, you're not going. I done seen, you're not going.
Bona, futhi nga faka isandla sami phansi, we tente, futhi ngathi, uyangizwa mfowethu Dow. Wathi yebo, ngathi, awuhambi. Sengibonile kudala ukuthi awuhambi.
A week from then, standing in my church, who come walking up to the church with Brother Dow.
Iviki, usukela lapho, ngimile ebandleni lami. Ngubani, wabuya ehamba phakathi kwebandla. Kodwa umfowethu Dow.
I left the meeting and went over the river. over to a cafeteria to eat, and when I got out of my car and walked up the street, here come Brother Dow with his hand out. Them visions doesn't fail.
Ngachiya umhlangano, ngahamba emfuleni, endaweni okudlelwa khona, ukuya kudla, futhi lapho ngiphuma emoteni, futhi ngihamba esitaladeni, nango esiza, umfowethu Dawu, kanye lesandla sakhe siphandle, leyo imibono ayehluleki.
And that man of 91 years old, and follows every meeting is in California.
Futhi, leyo ndoda, eleminyaka, engamachumi ayisifica munwe munye lanye ubudala futhi elandela yonke imihlangano owawuse California.
Would you just raise up your hand, Brother Dow, sitting there at the people to see what a real soldier is not here sitting right here. Right? 91 years old and follows every meeting.
Ungaphakamisa isandla sakho mfowethu Dow ehlezi lapho ukuthi abantu babone lokho isocha leqiniso elihikho khathesi lapha uhlezi khona lapha ubona iminyaka engamachumi ayisifica munwe munye lanye ubudala futhi uyalandela wonke umhlangano.
When I'm at the tabernacle, he drives hundreds of miles every day to hear me preach a little sermon and go back. God.
Amen.
It shall be light in the evening time.
Lapho ngise tabanekeli uyachayela amamayila angamakhulu nsuku zonke ukuzongizwa ngichumayela intshumayelo encinyane futhi abuyele nkolonkolo ukuza kuba ikukhanya ngesikhathi santambama.
I said the other day, I was talking to him, I said, what can I do for you, Brother Dow?
Ngathi ngelinye ilanga ngikhuluma laye ngathi ngingawenzelani mfowethu Dow.
Just one request, Brother Branham. When he comes, I want to go with him.
Isicelo esisodwa nje, mfowethu Branham. Lapho esiza, ngifuna ukuhamba laye.
Don't worry. That's secure.
Ngathi, ungakhathazeki. Lokho kulondekile.
Sure. Now, a man come in, was baptized, all come in, received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and everything, just a wonderful servant of Christ.
Sibili, manje indoda yabuya, yabhaphathizwa, yabuya futhi yemukela ubhaphathizo, lomoya ongcwele, lento yonke, isisebenzi, esimangalisayo sika Kristu.
I'm going to ask everybody real reverend, you look this way and pray.
Manje, ngizacela umuntu wonke, ngenhlonipho yonke, ukhangele ngakule indlela futhi ukhuleke.
Now how many teachers here know that he is a high priest right now that can be touched for the feeling of our infirmities?
Manje, bangaki abafundisi, lapha abakwaziyo, ungumpresti omkhulu, khona khathesi, lo ongathintwa, imizwa yobuthakathaka bethu.
Well, if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and the same high priest, he would act the same way.
Oh, nga engofanayo, izolo namuhla lanininini, futhi lo mpristi omkhulu ofanayo ozakwenza ngendlela efanayo.
Only he's his body is at the on the throne of God. How many knows that? The body of Jesus is on the throne of God.
Kuphela yena omzimba wakhe use esihlalweni sikaNkuluNkulu. Bangaki abakwaziyo lokho? Omzimba kaJesu use esihlalweni sikaNkuluNkulu.
But he uses our body to manifest himself through just like he promised to do. The works that I do shall you also.
Kodwa usebenzisa umzimba wethu ukuzibonakalisa ngokwakhe. Ngathi njengalokho akuthembisayo uzakwenza imisebenzi engiyenzayo liza kuyenza lani.
I'm going to ask you to sit still, be reverent, watch, pray.
Ngizalicela ukuthi lihlale, lithule, lihloniphe. Khangelani, khulekani.
My Heavenly Father, I've tried to be just as reverent as I know how to do about it.
Manje, Baba osezulwini, ngizamile ukuba ngohloniphayo, njengalokho engikwaziyo ukukwenza mayelana ngakho.
Now just a word from you now, Lord. And then may the still little voice come down through this audience and say, it is I, be not afraid. Grant it, Father.
Manje nje ilizwi elivela kuwe khathesi Nkosi futhi ke makuthi elithuleyo ilizwi elincinyane lehle phansi kulumbuthano futhi lethi kuyimi lingesabi siphe khona baba.
I commit myself to you with the message that's been preached tonight with thy word to be confirmed.
Futhi ngiyazinikela ngokwami kuwe kanye lombiko lo ouchunyayelweyo lobu busuku kanye lelizwi lakho liqiniswe.
You don't have to do it, but you will do it, or you do it because that you promised to. I pray that you'll grant this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Gawudingi ukuthi ukwenze kodwa nqa ukwenza khona ukumbe wenza ukwenze ngoba lokho wakuthembisa ukukwenza ngiyakhuleka ukuthi uzakukupha lokho ebizweni lika Jesu. Amen.
Everybody is real.
Futhi wonke umuntu ngokuhlonipha okukhulu nje.
How do you do? I'll give you scripture as we go along. If the Lord does, I don't know.
Kanjani? Manje, ngizalinika umbhalo lapho siqhubekela phambili. Uba inkosi ikwenza, angikwazi.
But I've been preaching like that. See, that's one kind of anointing. This is another kind of anointing.
Kodwa nje, futhi bengichumayela njengalokho. Bona. Lolo ngolunye uhlobo logcobo. Lolo ngolunye uhlobo logcobo.
That you're just blessing. This just one thing just takes the life right from you.
Lokho bekuyisibusiso nje. Lokhu yinto eyodwa nje. Ukuyasusa impilo khona kuwe.
Now the lady stands here. I've never seen her in my life.
Manje inina lime lapha. Angikaze ngimbone empilweni yami.
Are we strangers? I believe you said a while ago, I didn't know you. God knows you. He knows me.
Asazani na. Ngiyakholwa uthe isikhatshana esedlulileyo bengingakwazi. UNkulunkulu uyakwazi. Uyangazi mina.
Do you know that what we're standing here now, we're going to have to answer for it at the day of judgment? You're aware of that?
Uyakwazi ukuthi lokho esikumele lapha khathesi siza kuphendulela esukwini. Uyakunanzelela lokho.
You know that what we do now, God's going to make us answer for it up there. I just said that for a purpose.
Uyakwazi ukuthi lokho esikwenzayo khathesi, uNkulunkulu uzasenza ukuthi sikuphendulele phezulu lapho. Ngitsho lokho nje okwesizathu.
Now if the Lord Jesus will reveal to me what you're doing, what's on your mind, or something like that, would you believe it?
Manje, nga inkosi uJesu ingangambulela lokho okwenzayo, lokho okusengqondweni yakho, kumbe enye into, enjengalokho, uza kukholwa na?
You'd have to believe that, wouldn't you?
Uzamele ukukholwa lokho. Awusoze na?
Would you believe it out there, you audience?
Liza kukholwa phandle lapho. Lina balaleli.
Now we stand just exactly like the woman at the well in our Lord. A man and a woman meeting for their first time.
Manje simanje njengomfazi emthonjeni lenkosi yethu indoda lomfazi behlangana okwesikhathi sokuqala. Bona.
Here we are meeting for a St. John the 4th chapter.
Sesilapha sihlanganela oko lo nguJohane ongcwele isahluko 4.
Now, if the Holy Spirit will say, if you're here for somebody else, if you're sick, if it's domestic trouble, if it's financial troubles, whatever it is, I have no idea. But he does.
Manje, nga umoya ongcwele, ungathi, nga ulapha, ngokomunye umuntu, nga ugula, nga kuluhlupho lwekhaya, nga kwezinhlupho zemali loba kuyini okuyikho angilalwazi kodwa yena ulalo.
But he can discern the thoughts that's in your heart. He's the word. I can't. I'm a man.
Kodwa angadalula imicabango esenhlizweni yakho. Olelizwi, angikwanisi, ngingumuntu.
You're just a bit nervous, and that's the reason I'm doing this, you see.
Wethukile nje kancinyani futhi yiso isizathu ngisenza lokhu uyabona.
That's one of your troubles. It's nervousness. That's right. And you also have diabetes. That's another thing's wrong with you.
Lolo ngolunye lwenhlupho zakho. Ikwethuka kunjalo futhi ulomkhuhlane wethukela ngenye into embi ngawe kunjalo.
Complications, this many things are wrong. Is that right? That's right, raise up your hand.
Inhlupho izinto eziningi nje zimbi kuyikho lokho na nqa kuyikho phakamisa isandla sakho bona.
You believe he'll heal you? You do.
Uyakholwa ukuthi uza kusilisa? Uyakholwa?
Now your nervousness is caused from your age. But now, that'll all leave you. And I believe that by faith we'll go to Calvary, have a blood transfusion.
Manje, ukwethuka kwakho, ukubangelwa yibudala bakho, bona, kodwa manje, konke lokho, ukuza kukuchiya, futhi, ngiyakholwa ukuthi, ngokukholwa sizahamba eCalvary sibe lokujovelwa kwegazi.
Now that's just exactly what he did. He told the woman at the well what her trouble was.
Manje lokho yikho kanye akwenzayo. Watshela umfazi emthonjeni lokho okwakuluhlupho lwakhe.
Hers was too many husbands. Yours was what I think is nervousness and two or three more things wrong with you. That's right, isn't it? That's the same thing.
Olwakhe kwakungamadoda amanengi kakhulu. Olwakho belo yini? Ngiyacabanga kwakuyikwethuka futhi lezi zinto ezimbili kumbe ezintathu ezingalunganga ngawe yikho kanye. Akusikho na into efanayo.
Now, when he came to Simon, he told him who he was. You believe God can tell me what your name is? Would it make you believe more? It would.
Manje lapho esiza kuSimoni wamtshela ukuthi wayengubani. Uyamkholwa uNkulunkulu engangitshela ukuthi ibizo lakho ngubani? Kungakwenza ukuthi ukholwe kakhulu na? Ukuza kwenza.
Be strong.
Sal,
do you believe?
Sal.
Go and believe and you. It's all over.
Amen.
Amen.
Nkosazana strong. Stowed. Ungakholwa na? Hamba uyekholwa. Futhi u sokuphelile konke. Amen.
Come. You believe? I'm also a stranger to you. I don't know you. God does know you.
Woza. Uyakholwa. Futhi ngingumfokazi kuwe. Kangikwazi. UNkulunkulu uyakwazi.
You believe that he can reveal to me what your trouble is? And if he does, then the Lord God be blessed. Is that true?
Uyakukholwa ukuthi engakwambula kimi lokho uhlupho lwakho oluyilo. Futhi nga ekwenza khona ke inkosi uNkulunkulu abusiswe. Kuliqiniso lokho na?
I don't know. That'd be weird, see. That's him that you feel that. Alright.
Manje akufanelanga ukhathazeke. Bona lo nguye khona okuzwayo lokho kulungile.
You are suffering also from a nervous condition, mental nerves that get tore up easy. And you're suffering with a bladder trouble. Something wrong with the liver. And your anemia. That is right.
Uhlutshwa njalo yisimo sokwethuka, ukungahlaliseki kwengqondo, futhi udabuka kalula, futhi uhlutshwa luhlupho lwesinye. Enye into iphambanisekile ngesibindi sakho, futhi ulegazi elilutshwana. Yikho kanye.
You got something, it keeps being a man up here in here.
Ulenye into kuqhubeka kusiba indoda ebonakala lapha.
Do you believe that God can heal you? Heal your husband too? Make him well?
Uyakholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu engakusilisa asilise indoda yakho futhi amenze asile.
You think the stomach trouble will leave and he'll be all right? That's what he's suffering with. Go put your hands on him, tell him so.
Hallelujah.
Ucabanga ukuthi uhlupho lwesisu luzasuka futhi uzakuphila. Yikho lokho abulawa yikho. Hamba uyebeka izandla zakho phezu kwakhe. Umtshele njalo futhi kuza kuzamchiya.
I am a stranger to you. The Lord Jesus knows both of us, doesn't he?
Ngingumfokazi kuwe. INkosi uJesu iyasazi sobabili. Akasazi na?
You believe that God can make you well?
Uyakukholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu angakwenza usile?
If the Lord Jesus will reveal to me the thing that's in your heart, that you believe that he will make you well?
Uba INkosi uJesu engambula kimi izinto lezo ezi ukuthi lokho okusenhlizweni yakho uyakukholwa lokho ukuthi uzakwenza uphile?
I had some trouble. You got a gallbladder trouble for one thing, and another thing, it's caused your bladder to have an ulcerated condition. That's what your doctor said.
Uve lo hlupho, ulo uhlupho lwe nyongo, okwento eyodwa, futhi enye into, ukubangele isinye sakho ukuba lezilonda, kodwa yikho lokho udokotela wakho akuchoyo.
Now, another thing is that they want to operate for that. That's exactly right. Isn't that true?
Manje, enye into yile, ukuthi bafuna ukukuhlinza lokho. Lokhu yikho kanye. Kayisilo iqiniso na?
Now, do you believe he can bypass that? You think your faith in him?
Manje, uyakholwa engakweqa lokho. Ucabanga ukuthi ukholo lwakho lukuye.
Now, you know that isn't me doing that. You believe? All right. Go as you have believed. So be it.
Manje, uyakwazi ukuthi lokho kayisimi engikwenzayo lokho. Uyakholwa? Ukulungile. Hamba futhi njengokuba ukholiwe. Ngakho ngakube njalo kuwe.
We are strangers to each other, I suppose. The Lord God knows both of us.
Asazani omunye lomunye, ngiyathemba INkosi uNkulunkulu iyasazi sonke sobabili.
Do you believe he's able to reveal to me the things that would help you? You believe he will?
Uyakholwa uyenelisa ukukwambula kimi izinto ezingakusiza? Wena uyakholwa ukuthi uzakwenza?
I'm saying positive. That's very good. That's very fine.
Ngithi ukuqondile. Lokho kuhle kakhulu. Lokho kuhle sibili.
Now you have many things wrong with you. So many complications and things, and a cough like, and you can't get over it, and you're real nervous, and that's right.
Manje, ulezinto eziningi ezimbi ngawe, ezinhlupho eziningi, lezinto, futhi, okunjengokukhwehlela, futhi, awukwazi ukuqeda, futhi, uyethuka sibili, futhi lokho, lokho yikho.
Then you've got a burden on your heart. And that burden is for somebody which is your son.
Njalo ke, ulomthwalo enhlizweni yakho. Futhi, lomthwalo ngomunye umuntu okuyindodana yakho.
And he's having a trouble, some domestic troubles. Him and his wife are always fussing and going on around. And your burden part. That is right.
Futhi, ubalo. Lo hlupho, uhlupho lwangekhaya, yena lomkakhe, bahlezi bephophothelana, futhi beqhubeka, futhi ulomthwalo ngakho, kunjalo.
Now you believe with all your heart, the Lord will help you lean on. You believe now. The Lord bless you.
Manje, uyakholwa ngenhliziyo yakho yonke, futhi, Ukuza kuvuleka futhi kuhambe. Uyakholwa khathesi, inkosi ikubusise.
How do you do, sir? I am a stranger to you. And you're a stranger to me.
Unjani, mnumzana? Ngingumfokazi kuwe. Futhi ungumfokazi kimi.
It's begin visions now I see. Looks like a whole house is just getting light, like kind of a whirl like going around, see.
Futhi soku siba imibono khathesi. Ngiyabona kukhangeleka njengokuthi indlu yonke nje iba lokukhanya. Sengathi isavunguzane sibhoda. Bona.
But do you believe that the Lord Jesus could reveal to me what you're standing there for? You believe it, he would. I believe that also.
Kodwa uyakholwa ukuthi inkosi uJesu engambula kimi lokho okumeleyo lapho. Uyakukholwa ukuthi angakwenza? Ngiyakukholwa lokho futhi.
I'm just speaking to you to contact your spirit. Exactly is what I'm doing it for.
Ngikhuluma kuwe nje ukukubamba lo moya wakho. Yikho kanye engikwenzela khona.
See, I don't know you. So it's got to be something besides me doing. I've got to get myself just so completely away from myself that he does it himself. You understand?
Bona. Angikwazi. Ngakho kufanele kube ngenye into engaphandle kwami ukuyenza. Ukumele ngizisuse nje ngokupheleleyo kude lami ukuthi azenzele ngokwakhe. Uyazwisisa?
Now, one thing, you're suffering with a tremendous nervous condition. And this nervous condition has been for some time.
Manje, into eyodwa, ubulawa isimo sokwethuka esikhulu. Futhi, lesi simo sokwethuka, sibe lesikhathi.
That's right. And that nervous condition has caused you having a high blood pressure also. And you've had a stroke. That's it.
Ukunjalo. Futhi leso simo sokwethuka sesikubangele ukuba lesimo somfutho ophezu kwegazi. Futhi uthi ube lesifo sokoma uhlangothi. Yikho lokho.
Say you've either been a preacher or you are a preacher. Now you are a preacher. I see you standing in the pulpit.
Chono, ubungumchumayeli. Kumbe ungumchumayeli. Manje, ungumchumayeli. Ngikubone usima kuphulupithi.
Then have faith in God and that nervousness will leave you. All ministers have that. You'll get all right. Go back to your pulpit and obey God and stay true to that word. Jesus Christ.
Konagi, woba lokholo kuNkulunkulu futhi lokho kwethuka kuza kuchiya. Bonke abachumayeli balakho lokho uza kuba kahle. Buyela kuphulupithi yakho futhi ulalele uNkulunkulu futhi uhlale kulelo lizwi uJesu Kristu.
You believe your back trouble let you sit in a chair? Do you believe it?
Yeah.
All right, so then just keep moving on saying thank you.
Uyakholwa uhlupho lwakho lomhlani lokuchile uhlezi esihlalweni. Uyakukholwa? Ukulungile mnumzana. Manje ke qhubeka uye phambili usithi ngiyakubonga Nkosi.
Come. How do you do? You believe me to be his servant.
Woza nina. Kunjani? Uyangikholwa ukuba inceku yakhe?
All right, do you believe that lady's trouble, female trouble, is going to leave you?
Amen.
You do? Then go ahead and say thank you.
Amen.
Ulungile. Uyakholwa lolo hlupho lwabafazi. Uhlupho lwabesifazana. Luza kukuchiya. Uyakholwa? Khona ke. Qhubekela phambili uthi ngiyakubonga Nkosi.
Kidney trouble, back trouble in your back. You believe it, God will heal you and will make you well from that?
Thank you, Lord.
You believe it, he'll make you well, right? Take on your own.
Uhlupho lwezinso, uhlupho lomhlane, emhlane wakho. Uyakholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu uza kusilisa futhi uza kwenza uphile kulokho. Uyakholwa ukuthi uza kwenza uphile kulungile. Thatha eyakho.
Come, lady. I'm a stranger to you. If I didn't say nothing to you at all, would you believe that the presence of God is here to heal us? You would.
Woza, Nkosikazi. Ngingumfokazi kuwe. Uba ngingazange ngitsho lutho kuwe la kancane. Ubungakukholwa ukuthi ubukho bukaNkulunkulu bulapha ukusilisa abagulayo. Ungakukholwa.
What if you do your stomach trouble? I done told you. See, it's gone.
Thank God. Oh, thank you. Oh.
Nga ukukholwa uhlupho lwakho lwesisu sengivele ngakutshela uyabona sokuhambile ngikutshelile ubona.
How do you do so? God lives in the heart and your heart's been showing up here lately bad.
Ngabe unjani mnumzana? UNkulunkulu uhlala enhlizweni futhi inhliziyo yakho ibitshengisa lapha kungasikude imbi.
You believe he'll make it right? Go on your road and believe it. God bless you. You'll make it.
Uyakholwa ukuthi uza kuyenza ibenhle. Hamba endleleni yakho futhi ukukholwe. UNkulunkulu akubusise. Uyakholwa uzayenza ilunge.
You're nervous because you have a stomach trouble, a peptic ulcer bothers you after eating. You believe it's all gone now? Go get yourself something to eat.
Ulokwethuka ukubangele waba lohlupho lwesisu ezilonda esiswini kuyakuhlupa emva kokudla uyakholwa sekuhambile wonke khathesi hamba uyezitholela okokudla.
I hard for you to get up. The back's been bothering you so bad. It won't bother you no more if you'll believe it, will you? All right, go on. May the Lord Jesus make you forgive.
Kungathi kunzima kuwe ukuphakama. Umhlane ubukukhathaza sibili. Ngakusayi kukuhlupa futhi nxa ungakholwa. Ungakholwa? Ukulungile. Qhubekela phambili futhi makuthi inkosi uJesu ikusilise ngokugcweleyo.
What you so nervous about? Let's go on and say, I ain't going to be nervous no more and you won't be. Probably. All right, sir.
Kuyini? Owethuka ngakho. Qhubeka nje uthi. Kangisayi kwethuka njalo. Futhi kawusoze wethuke. Hamba futhi ukholwe. Ukulungile mnumzana.
Come, lady. Now, Ethiopian woman, white man, just exactly like something like it met in that day, Jesus.
Woza, nkosikazi, manje, umfazi wase Ethiopia. Lendoda emhlophe, khona kanye, njengenye into, enjengalokho, eyahlangana. Ukulolu suku, uJesu.
They had a segregation like they used to have in the South, but we don't have it anymore. Jesus let them know that all people was God's people. There was no difference. Where should you are Samaritan?
Babelo bandlululo, njengalokho, ababejwayele ukukwenza eningizimu. Kodwa, akasiselakho njalo, uJesu wabazisa ukuthi abantu bonke babe ngabantu bakaNkulunkulu. Okwakungela mahluko bona loba wayengumJuda kumbe umSamaria.
Now if God doesn't help you pretty soon that arthritis will cripple you up.
Manje nga uNkulunkulu engakusizi khona manje lo mkhuhlane wamathambo uzakwenza ube isilima.
But do you believe he's going to help you and make you well? This is the woman did go on your own and tell your people what great things God has done.
Kodwa uyakholwa uza kukusiza akuphilise njengalokho umfazi akwenzayo. Hamba endlini yakho futhi utshele abantu bakho lezo zinto ezinkulu uNkulunkulu akwenzele zona. Kulungile.
Now there is a surgeon ready to scoot out a knife.
Manje kulo dokotela oselungiselele ukuhwatsha ingqamu.
Just a moment. It wasn't this woman. Just a moment, everybody reverent now. It's Satan tried to do something.
Okwesikhatshana nje. Bekungasuye lumfazi. Manje, okwesikhatshana nje. Wonke umuntu ahloniphe khathesi. NguSathane. Uzama ukwenza enye into.
There it is. Tumor. Tumor. Both of you. Try. You got tumor, she's got tumor, and that devil screaming for help from one another.
Nanku lapha, ithumba, ithumba, lonke lobabili, kunjalo, ulethumba, ulethumba. 40. Lalo develi, ehlaba umkhosi, ukuze ancediswe kuvela komunye.
But the Holy Spirit's screaming too. Who are you going to believe? Yeah, all right. Get up out of that cot, lady. Raise up out of that stretcher.
Kodwa umoya ongcwele uhlaba umkhosi lawo ngubani ozamkholwa yena kulungile sukuma usuke kulowo mbheda nkosikazi phakama uphume kulowo mbheda sukuma uphume kulokho futhi ukholwe hamba umkholwe yena khathesi amen.
You believe? All things are possible. Do you believe? How about you, John?
Uyakholwa? Zonke izinto ziyenzeka. Uyakholwa? Kanjani wena? Phakathi kumbuthano.
Let us stand on our feet right now. Right now is the time to do it. Let every person stand on your feet right now. Give God praise. Raise up your hands. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you for your greatness and your healing.
Kasiphakameni ezinyaweni zethu khona kathesi isikhathi sokukwenza akuthi wonke umuntu onkolonkolo alibusise makuthi wonke umuntu asukume ezinyaweni zakhe khona kathesi phana uNkulunkulu udumo phakamisani izandla zenu ngiyakubonga Nkosi Jesu siyakudumisa ngobukhulu bakho lokusilisa kwakho abagulayo.